Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to your God,
coming into your body. So come into your body. Come into your body.
Well, good evening, and welcome to PGN. My name is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. Today is July 2nd, 2022, and welcome. I hope you had a blessed week. Thank you for coming back here on PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. And visiting us and spending time with us. If you're already part of PGN, hugs and kisses to all of you. And as we always love having new people on the show, and we love hearing testimonies. And if you're new to this show, welcome, and let us know that you're new. We love our family to grow, so welcome. If you had a bad week, well, we all have those kind of weeks every once in a while. So let us bless you, encourage you, and speak words of life to you so that you can get back to the world and be recharged and to do what you got to do, whatever God has called you to do. All right. So like Matthew McConaughey, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, where he says, all right, all right, all right, so all right, all right, all right, let's go. Amen. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for everything. And before anything, Lord, we just give you praise, honor, and glory because you're worthy. There's nothing in the heavens or on the earth that deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise like you. There's no one or nothing, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to come here tonight and for this platform on PGN to speak about you, to be gathered in your name. Thank you, Father. And we ask you that tonight your word go forth without hindrances, as we also ask you to do the same for the brothers and sisters around the world that are sharing your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind anything that would try to interfere with tonight's show. I command any evil activity to be rendered powerless in Jesus' name. And we ask you in Jesus' name that we ask that the Holy Spirit will lead the show tonight, that you would have your way in the name of Jesus. You know, when I began the show, I began to sense a healing anointing. The Lord touched me so strong at the beginning as I was worshiping. Not sure where that's going to go. And if you need healing, you may need healing in your mind, in your body, in your emotion. Jesus has it all. All you need is in him if you only believe. If you don't have faith, well, there's many on PGN. There's lots of intercessors, and that's why I love this place, because when we're ministering, we have people on the line even praying and interceding for others. So you may not know them or may not hear them, but they're here. Thank you. I thank you for those intercessors, Lord. Bless them. Here on PGN, please, you know, the intercessors, please drop in and say hello, even if you don't want to say much, but so that people will get to know who our intercessors are, because without intercessors, there can't be ministries. There's no ministry without them. They're the ones that you know, are warriors. Amen? So if you're on the line, please do drop in, and I know you're praying. So they're like our family, like our aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters on PGN that lift others up. And I know of one, Sister Latrice, she loves praying for other people. That's one of our sisters, and Sister Sylvia, and there's Sister Deborah. There's many others that come on the shows and pray. We're always needing them. And so if you're used to coming into God's presence, excuse me, you'll be amazed sometimes you carry things and you don't realize that you're walking with certain things. But when you get into that, his presence in worship, you can sense when he just like bam, or some people will say zap you, and it lifts off of you. So that's why I play worship music, and because it touches your soul, it touches you, and it's very anointed. God has many ways of touching us. Okay, so today, as I was talking to the Lord, I was asking him what exactly to bring to you, and so I didn't feel like I could get into the word just right. You know, something was like not right, but I felt like the Lord was saying, go to the kitchen. So I went to the kitchen, I started cleaning up, and I had seen a video of a lady taking garlic, and she was saying how she would take the garlic to preserve it. She would put it in salt, and when she put it in salt, oh, excuse me, hold on. Let's see. I think I lost my... Hold on. So I'm trying to do this. Okay, here we go. Yeah. she was telling us how you take salt and you put a lot of salt in it and the garlic, and it preserves the garlic, and you add oil. So the Lord started ministering to me and talking to me about that process. He says, yes, the garlic gives flavor. The salt preserves things. And there it went again. I heard the Lord talking about the salt again, and I was like, wait a minute, there's something here. The Lord is trying to get my attention with the salt thing. So I took all the garlic, I cleaned it all out, and I put it in the blender, and I put the salt in there and the oil, and then I put it in a jar. But every piece of that, you know, what was in there, since it was a small amount, I really had to make sure that I scraped it out good, because it was precious, you know. It was garlic, and things are getting to be expensive, and not that I'm being, you know, cheap, but I wanted every bit of that in there. It smells so good. The smells triggered some memories of my grandmother when she was younger, and she would cook, and my grandfather would cook, and so it just triggered wonderful memories of, you know, the kitchen being cooked in with garlic. And so the Lord continued talking to me about that and telling me, I'm sorry, it's that I get a little distracted because I'm trying to use the phone, the computer, and all this stuff, and I only have two hands. So the Lord was showing me about this and how that also is what we need to be, salt. Salt preserves. So I found out a lot of things about salt, very interesting. In this season, we're feeling like Prophet Randy was talking about that there was a change in the seasons. And so I was in agreement. Like last week I had spoken about that, how the Lord was talking to me about that, and also my son had come in and started reading that scripture out of thin air. He just opened the Bible and started reading exactly that scripture. So I knew that God was, you know, telling me there's a reason for all of this. And so God wants us to understand that when we look at the word, that when we look at the world, that, I'm sorry, hold on. I hear a ding. Somebody's trying to get my attention. Okay. All right. So what God is trying to say is that in this season, there's warfare. There's a kind of like this war coming against the believers. But we have nothing to worry about because he has given us the victory. And some of these things that we were seeing were the things in the court. The courts were giving the Roe versus Wade. And so that's a victory, and many people are not seeing it as a victory. And so some states now, because of what the courts had decided, now each state decides if there's going to be abortion or not. And for some states, it's a victory, and for some states, it's still a battle. So because some people want abortions. And so even major companies, Disney and all these other companies, are in favor of helping their employees to include that in their helps for the employees. And I really don't think that they're just taking a stand against evil. And so let me get back to the train of thought. In Joshua days, before the people were able to enter the promised land, many didn't believe that they could go into the promised land and take down the giants, right? And those people that didn't believe, there was no purpose left for them because they didn't have faith to believe in all these things, and they died out. They didn't trust God. They didn't believe God. And so I want to prepare you to understand that for you to understand where you get your faith from, how you get it, and then how to stand and what things you need to stand for. Because if God's going to use you, you got to prepare also for the giants and to tear those giants down. So it's just not, you know, like God's going to give you land and that's it. No, there's giants in the land that you have to battle. So no matter where you are in life, you're still going to have to battle those giants. whatever that may be. So according to the government, these are our giants. We have to battle this for other states. Not, I know that in the state of Texas, they don't believe in that, in abortion, but other states, they do. And so we still have to stand. We're gaining ground, and it's a victory. It's a victory like when Esther was faced with the fact that they were going to kill the Jews, she stood up and stood her ground and came against the enemy. And so because of that, after they won, there was celebration. So this is a time to celebrate because it's a victory. But the world wants to quiet us and make us shut up and not say anything. You see a whole bunch of things on social media, people talking and calling Christians stupid for believing for being pro-life. And that's a lie. That's a lie of the enemy. They want to shut the believers' mouths up, and we're not supposed to shut up. I know that we're not supposed to be, you know, gloating about anything, but for us, it is a victory. It is a victory. And if God shows us in his word that believers, the Jewish people, when they won the victory over mayhem that wanted to kill everybody, they celebrated and they even gave each other gifts. That's how big that was. Those were lives that were going to die because of this man. And so children, abortion, that's also death. That's also human beings. There are women pregnant women going to the courthouses and saying that that their belly, what's in their belly is not human. It's not, you know, worth living. How can that be? How can that be, you know? And so what these people are doing, they're making covenants with death. And it's not God. It's not God. They're choosing. God says life and death. He wants us to choose life, right? So this is choosing life. So let me get back on my train of thought so you understand what I'm trying to talk about, faith, and what I'm trying to talk about being salt of the earth. So God began to show me that salt preserves. Oil is like the anointing. And here on PGN, we will give you words of life that will preserve your life from the things that will decay you from the world. The anointing also preserves but protects. Not only does it preserve, it also protects, breaking those things that may enslave you, right? So when you come here, we give you truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We are in a season, and like I had mentioned, so in Joshua's day, we know that many died off because they weren't in belief. Where I want to take you is to understand that belief, if you don't believe, you know, some people, they don't understand what faith is all about. Let me get something straight. If you don't have faith, you're going to start having a double-mindedness. You'll go from here to there, here to there, and you don't know. You'll teeter-totter. And God wants you to have your faith in him. Let me see how I'll explain this. Let me get this straight. We have to get our thinking straight. But we have to understand that faith doesn't come by human effort. Faith doesn't come by, oh, well, I believe. No, and you chant it. No, that's not how it is. You get your faith through Jesus. And faith, according to Hebrews 1:11, says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you're hoping for something that hasn't been seen yet. That's faith, right? But how do you know to apply how to have faith? What kind of faith? We know that that's what faith is, but how do you apply that? So faith does not come from, like I said, from the inside of you, because you weren't born with that. You weren't born with faith. It's not through natural ability. It comes through a source, and that source is Jesus. So Romans 10, and I'm proving everything to you according to the scriptures. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. That's God's word. So So the more you hear the word of God, it's going to get from your knowledge to your spirit man, from you knowing it to understanding it with your spirit man. So Hebrews 12:2 says, looking on, away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So see, the author, so that means it originates with Jesus. The one that perfects it is Jesus. So you're going to have faith, but that faith is going to grow even more and bigger and bigger. Okay? And that is all done through Jesus, because he is the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the author and he's the perfecter. Okay? And so now you may look at the world and you'll say, oh, business is bad. The businesses are going to other countries. Revival's not here. It's dim. It doesn't look like we're going to have anything. Our economy, woo, it's going down. Abortion, you know, still people are aborting. They're finding ways, or they're going to another state and aborting, going and get abortions. And these people are still fighting it. They haven't stopped. They're fighting it more than ever, and it's gotten me really crazy. So this week I was talking to someone, a person, and I wasn't looking at the news. So I didn't have this in my spirit, but the Lord pulled this out. I don't know if this person was believing this or not about abortion. So I started talking to her, and all of a sudden, these scriptures started coming out of me. And I don't know how I got into that conversation. I was not thinking about what I was saying to her. And so the scripture that was coming out of me was, where Jeremiah, God tells him that he knew him from his mother's womb. And so as a prophet, I sensed something about this was like just right. And I was like, Lord, am I, you know, giving pearls to swine? Because you can't just give God's word to everybody. But I could feel it in the spirit that this young woman, she loved the part where it says that he had a plan and a future to do you good and not evil. But the part where it said, where I told her, but it's up to us to accept God's plan or not. You know, we always do our planning and we do our ways. And when life goes wrong, then we wonder why God wasn't in it all. But it's because we're not following him. And so I could feel it in the spirit. I could see and sense it. And so it was almost like if she put things on a shelf because she didn't understand it. So another thing happened some months back, where my daughter's friend, her friend and her husband, she married a man that had a daughter, an older daughter and a son. And so the daughter got pregnant. And so they kicked the girl out. And they were talking to my daughter about this, and something stirred in my heart. And I was like, I had no way of doing this, but I told my daughter, tell the girl to have the baby, and I'll take the baby. And my mom says, you can't do that. You can't take care of her and yourself. And I go, tell her I'm going to do it. So I guess they talked to her and told her that I would take care of the baby. I would, you know, to give me the baby, and I would take care of it. So I guess they came around and realized what they were doing was wrong. And they took her in and helped her to get things done. But they wanted her to get an abortion. Abortions cause depression in women. I was watching something on social media, YouTube, where this man was talking about how he used to work for an abortion clinic. He wasn't a believer. So on this one particular weekday, he went out and got drunk. But because where he worked was so far, it was like 45 minutes, and he was so drunk, he didn't want to take a chance to drive. So he slept in the parking lot. And so instead of going at his usual time, he went in an hour earlier. When he went in an hour earlier, what he saw in the waiting room were people that he normally wouldn't be there. And these were rich women. He said there were rich white women that were getting abortions. And when he went in there and they saw him in there, they fired him. And he says, you know what? Not only people, regular people are getting abortions, but the people with money are doing this too. So, but they had a special time to cover them so that nobody would see that they were at the clinic at that hour, or way earlier. And so there's a lot of things done in secret. So I want to bring scriptures, the truth of what God says and what he believes, you know, about life. Jeremiah 1:9, and it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. He had this to say about Jeremiah. Jeremiah, God knew him in his mother's womb. So do you not think that if he knew Jeremiah in his mother's womb before he was even born, that he doesn't know those babies that were aborted? Psalms 139:15, my frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. See, God knows to see us within our mother's womb. And in Luke 1:15, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He shall never take wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And that's, I believe that was John that they were talking about, because it's in Luke. And then John, then what about the one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world? How then can you accuse me of blasphemy for stating that I am the Son of God? No, that's not. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the references, but it's not the one that I wanted. Galatians 1:15. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased. From his mother's womb. Psalms 139:15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Psalms 139:16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days were written in your book and ordained for me before one of them came to me. Isaiah 49:1. Listen to me, O island. Pay attention, O distant people. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named me. And then again, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So these are things that God is speaking in the word. This is his truth. And so I'm giving you these things so that your faith will start building up. If you didn't know these things and why this is wrong, now you do understand. Thing that I spoke with a young man this week. And this has nothing to do with abortions, but it has to do with things that may lead into things later on that hurt children. And he was, this young man was telling me how he was dating this woman that had three children. But in my spirit, I sensed that I needed to tell him that it wasn't for him to be doing that, because she had a responsibility with these children, and I sensed that he wasn't really taking things seriously. So I laid it out, and I told him, I said, you know what, this is a big responsibility for you. You are not in a state where you can handle that, and it's not fair to her, and it's not fair to these children, because you're bringing children into this relationship that later on will get hurt if it doesn't work out. I go, if you have something that you want to work out together, I think you should do it aside from where these children are. So I figured he's not going to pay attention to me, but he did. About 2 weeks later, he contacted me and told me that he was thinking of breaking things up. He realized that it's not a good thing, and he was thinking about the kids and all that. And so he's leaving that relationship. But and another thing that I want to mention is that people, men and women, both men and women, have a responsibility not to be in relationships that are not according to God. Bringing children into this world under wedlock. Wedlock means to be born to parents who aren't married at the time of their conception or birth. That is one of the biggest problems, the biggest issues about abortion. A lot of people get into these relationships ahead of time, and they're not taking things seriously. They're not doing things according to God. And so they're bringing children in the world under wedlock and making them illegitimate. And the Bible talks a lot about illegitimacy. And these are things that are put on these children. People put these things on these children. Illegitimacy is not recognized as lawful offspring, born of parents not married to each other. There's another word for it, but I'm not going to mention it here. And it's a really ugly word. And so, I've known people that have been illegitimate children, and they grew up fine, just fine. But it's there's a stigma with that people put on people that are brought into this world with parents like so. Please think of what you're doing when you're in relationships. You're not only hurting children, you're hurting the heart of God. You're making a covenant, if you will. And I'll explain in a few minutes how I see that as a covenant. And some people may not think that it is a covenant, but it is a covenant. People, your children, you have to watch out for that. Another thing, I'm going to take it into a different direction. Children parents can also have their children as idols. As adults, as children, you take care of your children, right? But as adults, and when they get married, you're no longer the parent that you're supposed to be with them. It's your relationship takes a shift. It's no longer being their caretaker. They're adult enough to make their own decisions. But there's parents that get too involved in their children's marriage and counsel them about everything. And so what I say to those that are married to parents like that, those that are married with in-laws like that or parents like that, I say cut the apron and let them go. Because when you become one with your spouse, it's you and them and God, not you and them and your in-laws. They have no, unless they're going to give you godly wisdom, but their godly wisdom should always direct you right back into God, into his presence, into following God's way. Okay? So, parents, don't make your children idols. Adult children, don't make your parents idols. They're not God. God is God. He's the one. If you follow God, he's going to guide you. He's going to help you to make the right choices. Some may have spouses, and that's their responsibility as a couple to work things out just between them. And when you do, you're going to see the result of a good marriage when you do follow God, okay? There's a scripture, Genesis 2:24. Therefore, shall a man leave his mother and father and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one. Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. God wants us to cleave unto him. There's a lot of similarities with marriages that there are with our walk with the Lord, right? So the word cleave, that means that when a man leaves his parents and he joins to his wife, that's what the scripture is saying, the first scripture is mentioning. This means to glue, to adhere, to join, to stick. The Hebrew word used in Genesis is more expressive. It means to cling, to abide fast together, to follow. But this word can also mean to split or sever something. Like, for example, the large axe his father used to clean wood for the fire, to split wood for the fire. So we see the word can mean either to join or to separate. So it has two opposite meanings. Whether this is why we need to be careful, because when you're not following God, then really when you have a marriage and you're not following God, then what you're actually doing is separating your marriage. You're not coming together. You're separating it. When you're following what your parents say instead of what God says, you're not cleaving. You're not cleaving to God. You're not cleaving to your spouse. So parents, your children can be your idols. Adult children, your parents can be idols. God says to leave your idol worship. Leave your idol worship of your parents. Leave your idol worship of your children and cleave to God. Everyone is to cleave to God, okay? Husbands, when they become husbands and wives, they have to be one. They leave their parents and they cleave to each other and God. This is God's instructions. If you want to have a good marriage, this is what you do. And if you have any issues, you should not go to people that are not following God. You go, follow the God in the midst of godly advisors. That's where you have victory. But you should not get into the habit of seeking your parents, because you're allowing that third wheel to get in, and that is not a good thing. Okay, so submit to God's authority, and then you, over time you'll see that God's instructions will not disappoint you. Okay. I don't know why I had to get into that one, but the Lord apparently knows. Coming back to faith, okay. So let's come back to faith. You can't see the world with your naked eyes. You got to see the world with God's eyes, with spiritual eyes. Because if you see the world with your regular eyes, you're going to condemn it. You're going to say, oh, you know, these people this, these people that, and you're not going to pray correctly. So I'm giving you these instructions so that you could understand where you get your faith from and how you're supposed to apply it. And once you see these things with faith, we then can begin to speak into those things that are not as though they were through by faith, by what Jesus says. Okay? So if you don't have faith in a matter, go to Jesus and get his faith and let it get into you, inside of you, because it's not automatic. It's not in there. You have to see. How do you get faith? By hearing and hearing the word of God, okay? So this works for anything that you're believing for, okay? So this is why the devil wants to divide churches and families and marriages and everything, because if he can get you separated and apart, you that unity in faith, man, when you do get in faith, it's like, wow, it's like power. It's power. It's power. And he knows that he can't allow us to get together. Have you seen a fire burning, and you put one log and then you start putting other logs, how that fire builds up over time? It's powerful. So imagine, you know, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So I'm trying to build your faith here so you understand how to look at the world with the eyes of God, with the eyes of faith. Okay, so let's see. All right, so let me talk about salt, the salt on the earth, right? We can't look at the world without faith, because we're going to condemn it with our mouth. And God wants us to have faith. So when you have faith, then that faith will cause you to open your mouth and speak faith. And when you're speaking, you're creating things with your mouth also. And even in for your own situation, whatever you're going through, if it's a hard time that you're going through, you need to start seeing that situation with God's eyes, with the eyes of faith. And Jesus also had to tell his disciples that they had to make their faith stronger. He says that even if they had a little seed, a little mustard seed, that they can move mountains. They can move things, you know, miracles will happen. So let's talk about salt. Salt, like I mentioned earlier, preserves food, right? So there's similarities in the word that says that we are the salt of the earth. Why are we salt of the earth? Because we preserve the things around us. We don't let them get decayed, okay? Salt also represents loyalty and friendship in the Bible. And it is it was sealed with salt. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a bit. Salt also is used to seal covenants between two people in the Bible as a sign of preservation of that agreement. Salt can be used in gardens in the right amounts to grow fruits and vegetables. Did you know that? That you can use salt. Salt gives flavor to food. We are to be flavor enhancers of grace in God's kingdom, to preserve his kingdom, to show others that God is faithful. And God wants us to be God and enhancers, you know. He wants us to be great, those flavor enhancers of grace with everyone around us. So be salt. Let's preserve our homes, our neighborhoods, our workplaces, our the ministries, the nation. And let's enhance this world with grace. Okay. So let me show you that this is in the Word of God. Salt is in covenants. Salt is known as covenant. It's sometimes synonymous with the word covenant in scriptures. In scriptures, it mentions covenant of salt. And there's three scriptures I'm going to give you. 2 Chronicles 13:5, which says, "Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt?" See, there it is. It's a covenant of salt. They made an agreement, and there was salt as an agreement of preservation. Leviticus 2:13, "And every oblation of thy meat offering thou shalt season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy food to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thy offerings thou shalt offer salt." Numbers 18:19, "All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever." It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and unto thy seed with thee. Salt is used as a preservative, which means it is instrumental for making things last longer. It preserves them. So when we say covenant of salt, it means that the covenant is perpetual and not to be broken, just as how salt preserves, right? Okay, salt is a symbol of loyalty. In Bible days, friendship and loyalty were sealed with salt. When we have a relationship with God, we have a covenant, and that covenant is sealed with salt. We are to be the salt of the earth. Now, are you getting understanding where I'm getting all this about the salt and why we are to be the salt of the earth? Because we have that covenant with the Lord. Because the essence of salt is simple. It does not change. When you dissolve salt in water, it doesn't change. It may look different in water, but when that steam comes out and evaporates, it builds up and you can see the salt all over again. So salt doesn't change. Friendship and loyalty shouldn't change. Okay, so salt adds flavor. It is a flavor-enhancing agent to food. And I was telling you about my garlic and my salt and the oil, and I made a delicious bean, some delicious bean with that, and oh my goodness, it tasted awesome. And so what salt does is breaks down the walls of the vegetables and the fruit and the meat. It breaks it down. It's like a tenderizer almost, but it also doesn't allow bacteria to grow on it, you know, and fungus. So if you have salt, it doesn't allow it to grow. Do you remember that Jesus talks about that, give me a minute here, that that we are the salt of the earth, right? But since salt does enhance and it breaks down, do you know that salt, if you throw that in manure, it helps the manure to degrade quicker, and so that way you can use it later on for compost. So God doesn't want us to be the salt of the earth to be applied to crap. He doesn't want us to put our salt in the wrong place. Do you see what I mean? We are the salt of the earth, but it also says that the salt of the earth can lose its purpose. Its purpose for being used. You don't want to be that way. You don't want to be like the salt that's used a one-time thing into manure. So are you getting the symbolism of all of this? I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. So salt also is a mineral. And in Leviticus, the law of Moses taught that the free will offerings of people came with salt. These offerings were used with unleavened bread, birds, goats, sheep, and salt. Salt always was part of that free will offering to show that they represented a covenant, a promise. So salt, also, if you take a look at if you add too much salt to bread, you're going to notice that your bread is not going to rise. You remember where Jesus talks about that to watch out for the leavening of the Pharisees. The leavening is the yeast, and it's symbolic of sin. So when you use salt, there it also preserves you. When you are the salt of the earth, it preserves the world from sin, from darkness, from decaying. Do you see what I'm saying now? And that's why we have to stand for what's right, for what is true. And standing against abortion is one of the things that we need to do and understand. Salt is nourishment. It has a lot of trace minerals in it. It gives you, but I'm not talking, remember that I was talking about last week about the watermelon and the grapes, the ones with seed and without seed, which one was the right one, the way God created it, and I showed you scriptures. Well, salt here is, we're not talking about that iodized salt. That's not the salt that we're talking about. We're talking about not even about the Himalayan salt or the sea salt, which is, you know, our better salt. But Jesus is what Jesus is trying to tell us is that we are the salt of the earth. It's not that he was talking really about a real salt. It was that we were the salt. We're the ones that preserve the things around us, the world around us. Okay? So now that you understand that we must understand what God wants for us to do in this world, that salt breaks down the advancement of darkness, of decay, and that he wants to use you, but you have to be filled with faith to understand these things and understand why we have to come against these things. And when you don't, you need to get in the word, because it's in the word that that faith will come to you. Amen. So I've said all of that, and I hope that you take that into consideration. And if part of being salt doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go up to Washington and march against the abortion right there where you live, with the people that you love, with your children, speaking about this truth, telling other people this is not what God wants. This is a covenant of death. When people abort babies, do you understand that? I had a scripture. Let me see if I find it. Where it talks about, let's see, okay. Oh, my goodness, I didn't get the scripture but here it talks about the Valley of Slaughter. The Valley of Slaughter is hell. And it says, the people of Judah have done evil in my eyes, declared the Lord. They have set up their detestable idols in the house that bears my name and have defiled it. They have built the high places of Tophet in the valley of Ben-Hanim, to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. So beware, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call it or the valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they will bury the dead in Tophet until there is no more room. Then the carcasses of this people will become food for the birds and the wild animals. That's talking about demons. And there will be no one to frighten them away. I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness and to the voices of bride and groom in the town of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, and the land will become desolate. Jesus sees that these are people that are leashing hell and making covenant with hell. Okay? If we are to be the salt of the earth and we have that covenant with God, when they do the opposite of what God says, they're having a covenant with death. This is what these people are doing. And I know it is true because I've had friends that have confessed things to me, and they had gotten in depression for many years, and God had to set them free. And I didn't know how to help them and set them free because I hadn't done anything like that, but I knew who could set them free. I knew who could set them free. So you, knowing God's truth, you're going to help others to be set free. Okay, but you have to build your faith to this, and you have to open your mouth. And this is the time for celebration. These people, they were celebrating from the sounds of the Valley of Slaughter, weren't they? But we're the ones that have to celebrate because we're celebrating life. And not that we're gloating over victory over those that are maybe being really ugly. It's because we're celebrating God's victory. Amen? Okay, so I hope that made sense to you. Okay, that was Jeremiah 7, verses 30 through 34. It's the Valley of Slaughter. Last week I mentioned that Mary Magdalene had thousands of demons. I was thinking of the Gadarene. She had seven, so I correct myself. All right, so I'm going to take some calls tonight, and let's begin. 910-709. Your name and where you're from.
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia, our intercessor.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Let me put you on mute. Let me pray for you, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
That's one of our intercessors, Miss Sylvia. Amen. Thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for that intercessor in her, for that warrior in her, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you opening your mouth. I just saw that. I saw a path, like, I was like, why are the flowers appearing like in a path? And you're on the other side of that path, and it's like you're opening your mouth and you're speaking some things, and it's bringing beauty in the land. It's bringing beauty in the land. And I see like a path of, you know how those mixed flowers are? Like they're really short, but they make like a path. It looks really pretty. And I see that they're appearing because you're walking there. And I see you've been speaking some things, and these things, these beautiful flowers are appearing, and that's because the Lord is letting you know that your intercession is making the land beautiful. Your intercession is making the land beautiful. You're bringing beauty with what you're speaking over the things of the land in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. I thank you for Miss Sylvia in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Miss Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Are you interceding? What are you up to?
Well, actually, I have been doing it for a while before I got on the line with you. And then when you first opened up the line, I was still doing it when you first got on. And then that's when you said that you had some intercessors on the line. You started to call the names out. And that's exactly what I was doing just before, you know, I called
you. Thank
you,
Jesus. Yes, see? So everybody understand, we have intercessors here. It's not only me praying for you. I have backup. I have prayer warriors.
Yes.
So thank you, Miss Sylvia. Yes. Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
You're welcome.
I mean, that takes special people that know how to grab a hold of God's ear and whisper in his ear and tell him things, Lord. So,
amen.
Wow, that's
yes.
Beautiful. That is beautiful. So do you have a testimony or anything you want us to pray about for you?
Just breakthrough in finances.
Breakthrough in finances? Okay.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for Sister Sylvia, Father God, for we just lift her up to you, Lord, and we just pray that you help her with the breakthrough with her finances, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you meet all her needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. Father God, you know that she's a prayer warrior, and Lord, we just pray that you bless her, Father God, with those finances. Finances that will be continuously coming to her, not just a one-time thing, Lord, but a continuous flow of finances, Father God, that when she knows and she sees that these things are happening, that she knows that it was you, Lord. We just pray, Father God, that and when she does, Lord, let her come on the show and testify about it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. I pray, Father God, that you connect her with the right people, Father God, the people, maybe things that she doesn't know about, Father God, that will help her with her finances or a way. I just pray, Father God, for the right people at the right time in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless her and keep her health. Your word says you desire that she prospers and be in health even as her soul prospers. So prosper her, Father God, financially, physically, and emotionally. And I thank you, Lord, I increase that intercessor spirit, that prayer warrior spirit, and give her more truth, Father God, so that she can have faith and stand for the things that she's believing for herself and for others in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Is there anything
well,
else
thank
you want
for
to give?
I just wanted to tell you. I changed my last time I talked to you. I told you I had changed my eating habits, and the Lord had me waking up at 5:30 to walk. So now, you know, I'm feeling better. You know, in my health, better than I felt in a long time.
Wow.
So,
are you drinking water, right?
There. Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I am.
You see people?
Yes,
walking is good for you.
Yes.
Oh,
I just wanted to tell you that. But thank you
and
for
And another
praying.
Thing. Another
uh-huh.
thing, you know what? You're an intercessor in your walk, so you can make it a prayer walk.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
And then some mornings I listen to my Bible app. So I'm trying to fit everything in on the walk, but it's going really great, and I'm actually feeling better, much, much better.
Wow, that's awesome. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
keep praying for your neighbors.
Me.
Oh,
okay,
we're more than happy, and I know you pray for everybody too. You know,
yes.
I thank you for your prayers. We appreciate you. We really do.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, God bless. Have a blessed week. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
That was Miss Sylvia. All right. Next one is 903-918. Your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey. All right. Let me put you on mute and I'll get right back with you. Michelle from Texas. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just speak protection over her. We bind the enemy, Father God, from any attacks in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that because you hear our words. Thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And we thank you, Father God, for shielding her and keeping her. I thank you, Father God, for protecting her and her loved ones in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord, because she's learning of you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Miss Michelle, you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm blessed. How you been?
In a battle, but I'm doing good.
What's going on? Let's see if we can pray.
Okay. Just spiritual warfare and just being under attack. If that is explaining anything.
Okay. Well, I did see something, but you know what? We've already covered it, and God's got you. It's already protecting you in what's going on. Don't worry. He's with you. Okay? You just stay prayed up and make sure that you take care of your body. I just saw that, but you know what? As soon as I prayed it, I know that God took care of it. He's got it. So there's no fear. No fear.
Yeah.
Because it's done. God is in control. Amen. So
amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus, for what you're doing in her body, in her life, with her family. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just cover her with your blood. With the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do you have a testimony or anything you want to say or something to ask prayer for?
Yes, I want prayer for, there's a decision I need to make, and I just want to make sure that it's God's timing and that it's not me, you know, and my feelings or emotion or whatever. I just want to make sure that I know it's God.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You know what? One thing that I tell you when you're going to make a decision is that sometimes you won't know until you start moving. And even while you start moving towards the decision that you think you're hearing, sometimes God will stop you and he'll take your peace away. And that's how you'll learn to know, okay, this is not God. Okay? I'll give you an example. God, I was saying, God, I think I need to move now. And so I started getting boxes. I had boxes and everything. I was going to get things ready, and then I was going to go and, you know, go through the process of selling my house and everything. This was a while back. And the more I started doing it, I didn't even put anything in a box. I had not done anything at all. I started getting this feeling like, You're not supposed to do this. And then I had confirmation by 3 family members not to do it. And I was like, uh-oh, this is God talking through them. And I was comparing what they were saying with what was internally. Like, it wasn't the time to move. So God wants you to keep moving towards what it is. What it is that you believe God is telling you. And if it is God, you're going to have peace about it. If it's not God, it's not going to allow you to keep moving forward because you're going to be uneasy about it. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are. And yes, you are making sense. But it's like, how do I put it in words? It's like I just can't seem to shake it, you know? I try to move on to something else, and it just keeps coming back.
Like you have to do it?
Yeah.
So it may be the Lord trying to tell you to do it. I'm not sure. But you will sense it in your spirit. You need to be led by that peace. He's your peace. And he's the one that gives you, when he's in it, you'll sense his presence, his peace. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So if you're sensing that it keeps coming and coming, it may be that you need to do something about it. You just ask the Lord, okay, Lord, you want me to do this? Show me when and what, how to do it. And give me confirmation. And then
okay.
When he does it, then you move, you know. But you have to, you know, move something. You just don't
mm-hmm.
get to stay there because you're going to be there next year doing the same thing, waiting.
I
you
know,
have to move.
I know.
That's how,
I do that.
You know, I didn't know either way. So I just knew I had to wait. And I know eventually I might have to. But it wasn't the time. Sometimes God will let you know about certain things, but it's not. You have to wait on the timing and everything. So, you know, once I got rid of all the boxes, oh, my goodness, I felt a relief. It was like, like this load came off of my back because it was God showing me, no, this is not what you're supposed to be doing now. And I was like, okay. And so, wow, I was like, whoosh, close call. So, you know, that's
okay.
How we learn to hear, to listen to that still small voice and the presence of God. You can sense it. You know when something is not of God. You can feel the peace is not there. You're kind of uneasy. There's something about it you know. And he may be talking about doing something, but it may not be the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not the time. And if it's when it is the time, then he'll impress that even closer, stronger in you. So it may be that there's some things that need to be in place. Maybe you need to move towards that and see what is involved in all of your decision making by moving, like you're going to do it, and then see, you know, not actually doing, but move towards it. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. I will, and I'll wait on the peace. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Don't move with, you know, when you move and watching out for that peace. If you have peace or you don't have peace, that'll be indicators. It's like sort of like a stoplight that you have that, you know, stop, or keep going. God will let you know. And so when you learn to hear his voice, you do that. It's okay, go here. And I've learned to listen to that. I've learned to listen to that. And then when it happens again, I'm like, oh, there, I felt that one again. I know that. And when it's him, I sense his presence. And I'm like, I recognize his presence. And I go, okay, Lord, I'm good. This is the way to go. You're going to hear his voice leading you and guiding you. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Make that clear to her, Father God, that as she moves, whatever decision-making she's making, Father God, that it'll be in the right time, the right timing. Help her to move and help her to listen to that still small voice, that peace inside of her, Father God, that she'll know that you're leading her with your peace. That she'll know that you're leading her with your peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You know, I sense the presence of God with that. So just pay attention to that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a blessed week.
God bless you. You too.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. All right. 321-230. Is that what it is? Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. 321-230, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Anjali calling from Florida.
Anjali?
Anjali?
Anjali. Oh, I remember you. All right, I'll put you on hold and I'll come back to you, okay? All right,
okay.
Thank you, Lord. All right, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. There's people going in and out of the calls and they don't wait and they get their hands raised up. I'll get to you. I'll get to you. Lots of callers, but they don't sit still. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Antolis. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for setting her free and showing her, Father God, the differences of what causes her to become anxious. I thank you, Lord, because you are showing her that some things come through eating habits, sometimes because of how she thinks. Sometimes they're real attacks, but lately you are showing her that these things are due to the things that she does. And I thank you, Lord, for teaching her that. I thank you, Lord, for teaching her that because she's learning how to take care of herself and learning that these things can also mimic the anxieties that are that come through the attacks of the enemy. But she's learning to distinguish them and knows how to take care of them. And we thank you, Father God, for that. For teaching her, Father God, that her body is a temple, that there's things that she puts into it like a fuel is what I'm seeing, that the Lord is teaching you that there are certain fuels, like when you add certain fuels to cars that doesn't belong to a certain type of car, that you actually ruin it. And that's what God is showing me, that you're learning how to take care of your body, that the right fuel for your body, that not everybody has the same type of body that you have. And he's making you aware of that. And there's certain fuels that are just right for you. And we thank you, Father God, for that wisdom that you're giving her. Thank you, Lord, for opening her eyes, that she's going to apply that in the name of Jesus. And bear fruit with that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've been, I don't know, feeling a little off. It's something that you said that because I was having a conversation with my sisters earlier, and I was saying, I'm back in New York visiting my family, and I was saying that, you know, I was feeling a little off, and I think it's because of what I've been eating since I've been back. Normally, when I'm at home, I'm eating a lot cleaner. But since I've been back, like, my food has been off. So I've been promising myself that I was going to, you know, change to go back to eating cleaner. And even just not even things that I eat, like things that I take in. Like, even when I'm, like, talking to people, having conversations, things that I watch, because normally I try to, you know, keep things clean and then, like, try not to take in too much, like, from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That was
go,
was
girl. Preach it. Preach it.
Yeah. And then, too, my surroundings, they weren't,
get closer,
like,
to the phone. I want to hear every word.
I'm sorry. No, I was saying my surroundings as well. I feel like your mood is affected by, like, the things around you and what you surround. Like, if it's clutter, then your mind is, like, cluttered, you know? So my mind has kind of been, like, all over the place. So I started to, like, deep clean today, like, just, and I mean, it helped a lot. And I'm like, oh, now if I can just get back to eating cleaner, like, I probably really feel back on track. So, yeah, that was on time.
Wow. So you're learning. God is teaching you that sometimes anxiety comes through our food, comes through our environment. Sometimes it's really an attack, but it seems and it feels the same almost sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
It almost feels the same. But you're learning. Wow, that's good that other people hear that, because you're helping other people to understand that they too have to. If he's teaching you, that means they have to learn that too.
Right, and I was. It's something, because I literally was saying this to my sister and my mom today, and then
wow,
are some people's normal? And at one point, it might have been my normal, but it isn't anymore. And I was just sharing with them, they should try it. You know, sometimes detoxing isn't just food, you know? Sometimes it's written a whole lot of other things.
Yeah, it's what we eat, our spiritual food. It's like, and that's why we have to be careful what we speak, because we're either speaking faith or a lack of faith because of what we've been eating spiritually. And so connects with what I've been teaching today, that we have to, you know, we have to help each other to get back. You know, sometimes we'll get off track and we need somebody else to say, hey, remember, we got to do this and stay on track.
Right.
So
right.
Your words right now are confirmation that God is doing that in your life, that God was the one that was showing me that. And he's confirming it to you that you are on track with what you were hearing from him.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
I was like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this. I was feeling so overwhelmed. So overwhelmed. And I've been really busy since I've been back home, but I've been and my phone has been going crazy, off the hook, because it always is, but I'm like, oh, I need to take a break. I can't even talk to people right now. I really got to, fast on some things. So,
you're taking care of yourself.
And you know what I noticed, too? Once you start setting boundaries.
I don't want to miss what you're saying. I can't hear you. I want to hear you.
And I was saying that, I got to start creating boundaries. And I know, sometimes when you start to set boundaries, other people don't like it, but you have to do what's best for your mental health.
I study psychology, and that's one of the things that they teach you about boundaries. And that's true. What you're speaking is truth. That's coming from God, but these people think that it's something new that they developed. It's God.
Right.
It's God. God teaches us to do boundaries. You know, we have to protect ourselves, you know, also. Wow. So, and what happens when you don't create boundaries? How do you feel?
Overwhelmed.
How does that feel?
Like an attack? Yes.
And so when you put boundaries, what do you feel after you put the boundaries? How do you feel?
Free. I have a lot more peace.
Because you can't let other people bring their mess into you.
Absolutely.
To your circle. But at the same time, we got to learn, that those are the things that we learn. But when you know that somebody is bringing that mess, trying to put that mess on you, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That means they need prayer.
Absolutely.
So you from your distance of boundaries, you're going to be able to discern that in others, and you're going to start praying, interceding for them in faith, knowing that that's not from the Lord, and God is showing you that this is what takes our peace away. And so you stand in the gap for them and start praying for them. You don't allow them to come into your circle and bring that mess on you, because then you're no good. Then you're going to be a victim of the enemy. So now you know that your faith is built up, because you're with the Prince of Peace. but then you start interceding on their behalf. Because remember, we're salt of the earth. So we're pushing decay back. And so we're seeing that there's some decay in other people. And so we pray the prayers of life over them. See? And God is wanting us to wear those glasses of faith, to see things the way he sees them. Because if we take those faith, that glasses of faith off, we're not going to see the details of what he's trying to show us. We may not see anything. Some of us without glasses can't see anything. But when you put those glasses on, you can see the details of everything, every little wrinkle, everything, every little dot. And so God wants us to put the eyes of faith, the glasses of faith on, and keep them on.
Yes.
Keep them on. And so how do we keep them on? By hearing and hearing the word of God. And the more we stay in the word and let the words of God stay in us, we put it and let that come from the inside out, then we can apply that faith from the inside out into those that are not walking the way that God wants them to walk or decaying. I'm just using that word, you know, because decay rots and it dies off, right? And that's what happens in this world. There's a decaying world, a dying world. And so God wants us to put the eyes, the glasses of faith, knowing that we're reading his word and understanding truth. And so that way we stand in the gap for them with God's truth so that they shall know the truth and the truth will set them free too. See how that works?
Yeah.
So being salt of the earth, because we got covenant with him. And remember, when we have covenant, listen to what I spoke earlier. When we have covenant with God, the covenants in the Old Testament were spread with salt. And I gave the scriptures earlier. Listen to the message that I gave earlier. So I was taking everyone through a step to understand why we have to have faith, but we have to, once we walk with God, we are salt of the earth, and it's a covenant that we have with him. And in that covenant of preservation affects everybody around us, everything that touches our lives. Everything, just think of it as a circle. You are a circle. Another person's another circle. Another thing is another circle. They're circles. And so our circles always connect somehow. Our atmosphere of our circle touches other people's circle. Okay? I mean, we have a lot of little circles. I remember one church that they wanted to get some kind of emblem for their church because they didn't know, you know, everybody wants an icon, a picture of what they, you know, represent. And do you know, that's what they used. The circle, circles around the circles around the circles around the circles. Each circle was touching and interconnecting with each other. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to touch the lives of others. Our circle of life touching other people's circle of life through faith and by salting them, you know, through prayer and sometimes serving them. Amen. So, wow, that's amazing that God was showing you that. Wow, so it's through eating, and you said through putting boundaries with other people, and what was the other thing?
I said what I was eating, what I was taking in from other people, and setting boundaries.
Setting boundaries, wow. Wow, so listen up, everybody. That's part of it. Okay. Is there anything else you want to pray about or give a testimony?
Nothing specific. Well, maybe over my finances. And just like, and then, probably like a decision. I don't know. I've been feeling all like over the place about where I'm living ever since I got into a car accident. I don't know. It's just been, I've been feeling a little off about it. Not really sure. Just everything's been feeling a little bit like a blur. I don't know. Just maybe some direction. I don't know.
Maybe it's It's the combination of all that you feel. Well, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up Sister Antolise from Florida, Lord. We pray that you touch her finances. I pray, Father God, that that you help her, Father God, that you touch her, Lord, and that you touch her finances in every area, that, Father God, that if the enemy's stealing, Father God, that you show her why the enemy's stealing from that, her finances, Father God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that if it's tithing, she's lacking in tithing, that you will help her to help her to know that tithing is important. I pray, Father God, if it's a job a new job she needs, Lord, we just lift up the opportunities for a better pay, or even in the place where she's working, that there will be an increase of pay, because I pray, Father God, that her bosses will realize that people can't live off of the same things they used to. But if there is another opportunity, we just pray that you open the doors for that and give her favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that funk from having an accident, Lord, we just break that off of her right now in Jesus' name. We just break that off of her right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we command that thing to go get off of her right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus. And never to return. Never to return. In the name of Jesus. You know, God just reminded me of that. One time somebody hit my car in the back, and it just made me feel like, oh, my goodness, you know, and I haven't been doing anything out of the ordinary. But sometimes the enemy will try to, you know, do things. And so, and it lingers, and you walk with, I remember that as I was driving again, I kept looking back. Oh, I'm like, you know, is somebody going to hit me? But then mm-hmm. I rebuked that in the name of Jesus, because it was a spirit of fear. It was like something looming, a dark thing trying to loom over me. So I broke that. And then, you know what? Then I didn't even realize when it had broken after that. I didn't even realize it, because it was no more. It was like back to normal. So yeah. you're going to sense that you're going to feel different. And you're going to feel better. You know, I know that sometimes that's the enemy. You're going to feel better after this. So, and Lord, any decision she makes, that, Lord, you hear what she's saying. We lift up that conversation up to you, Lord, that she understands, Father God, that you understand, Father God, that she's lifting her burdens onto you. Your word says that. That we are to cast our cares onto you, and that you would give us rest, Lord. So I just, we lift this up to you, Father God, knowing that you're the one that can do anything about it, and give her guidance, direct her path, and give her light in that path as she goes, that she would know exactly what to do in the name of Jesus. Just like you're leading her and guiding her with her boundaries and taking care of her body, she will also heal you. In that decision making, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. You have a blessed
bless
week.
You.
And
thank you're
gonna you. Be
fine. You do the same. Thank you. I appreciate
right.
that.
Bless.
Good night.
Bye bye. All right. That's Antolise. All right. The numbers keep okay. I had somebody that had raised their hand, and now they don't have their hands raised, but let's go to this one, 831-596, all right, and your name and where you're from.
Hi, Miss Carmen. It's Noelle in California.
Hey, Miss Noelle. It's been a while.
How you doing? I know. How are you tonight?
Good. Let me mute you and pray for you, and then I'll come back.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Noelle. Lord, I just thank you for her, Father God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I see that there's some things that are developing, things that are moving, maybe not as fast as you want them to move, but I sense that there is a movement. There is a movement. There is a movement, and you want it to go faster, but there's a reason why God has this movement and at the pace it's going. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're moving in her life, Father God, right now. I thank you, Father God, for the movement, the changes that are taking place. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if at all possible, if you could allow that to process more, unless you have a reason for it, we just ask you, Father God, to expedite things so that the things that she's been waiting for can come to pass in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Miss Noelle, Sister Noelle,
Hi, girl. Thank you for praying for me. I'm doing good. I joined in late tonight, and I thought, oh, I wonder if she's still on, and yay. You're on.
So how
are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Doing
good. Yeah. So what's going on?
You know, I think when you talk, when you're praying about movements, I mean, that is just like typical me 24/7. you know, anticipation, right? You know, looking, waiting, hoping, wondering, right? You know, wanting the next step, wanting to see the next step. You know, I think that's right. You know, I mean, it just and it's. I think too, I'm probably ungrateful because as soon as I have a next step, I want to know what the next step is.
So I hated it. Bingo on the dot.
Yeah.
This is what God was showing me. Yeah.
What's that?
That's what God was showing me, that you wanted to move. There's some movement, but you wanted to go faster.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we don't, you know, we don't even, we think we know, like, what moving faster is, right? And what more, you know, information is, or what, graduating, whatever. But, I mean, truthfully, like I said, we probably get there and then we want the next, right? You know? I don't think we arrive. You know, in fact, my grandfather, he was on his deathbed, and we were talking, and it was the last time I talked to him, and he said, there's no arrival in life. He said, it's a journey, and enjoy the journey, you know, but there's no arrival, you know. And really, you know, I think that's how God made us, was to not be satisfied with where we arrive. I mean, I don't mean to not be satisfied, but, you know, there's that functioning in us to want to grow and to spread out and what's next, right? More, you know, new, what have you. And I think being in the present and grateful and thankful and unbothered by what's next or what isn't, you know, that has to be a God thing.
Well, I think it's personality sometimes, that we're so used to, you know, we're a little anxious to see things because maybe of things that have happened to us. And so we feel like it's not going to happen, like it happened before, that you waited forever. And now, you know, so things that have happened to us in the past will cause us to kind of, you know, like be a little traumatized, and you just want it to be fast. You want to see it. You want to see it. You don't want to wait anymore. And that's where you have to release it to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, you are my peace. Here, I give it to you. I give it to you. And, you know, we women tend to be more like that than men. You know, men, a lot of times they shrug things off. But women, you know, because we're taking care of so many things, we tend to be, you know, a little antsy about those things. I know that in some of my relationships, sometimes I can be that way when I think, oh, Lord, are you going to do this? Are you not going to do it? I feel like a little kid, you know, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Right, exactly. And you know what's so amazing with God is God can do more in the twinkle of an eye than we can even imagine to ask for. You know, like, boom, you know, it was God. Everything just changed, or everything just was set free. You know, somebody was healed or delivered. You know, a door was open that you didn't even know was there to ask to open. You know, and it just seems like a suddenly. You know, and I think that
I
like those.
I love that word. Suddenly.
Yeah, and we love those suddenlies, right? You know. And it's like, oh, that's the move of God. You know, I mean, it's the supernatural, you know, sort of, I mean, not that we have to see supernatural, but it's, you know, when, you know, with God, when we see God move, when we feel him, when we get a word, you know, when we see the suddenlies, you know, I think it stirs us, you know, and it's like, yeah, right. And I think when we don't,
and that's when
we
have to spend time with him and listen to him. So when we get that word, that satisfies our soul so we can wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that when I spend time with him and he'll tell me something, I get excited. I know that I can wait from that point on because I have a word. I have something,
yes.
You know. So if you
yes.
feel that way about something, just go to him and he'll give you a word. He'll let you know. It's going to be, don't worry. And then when that seed of faith hits you, it's like, oh, okay, it's done. It's done. And you feel satisfied. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Have you ever sensed that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, even when it's just revelation of a new understanding of a twist that makes things line up, you know, from his word. I mean, I love all that because it's like a growth. It's a relationship mm-hmm. thing where it's like, you know, God was present, right? You know, God, I mean, I know he always shows up, but it's like, okay, God showed up and he gave me this, right? And that's certainly encouraging, you know? And also too, the revelation, you know, when you're, you know, when in prayer or in the scriptures, when God uses his word to reveal something on something you sort of, you know, like when you have it in the natural, it's like a flat line. You know, it's almost like as flat as a piece of paper, right? You know, and then when God puts the revelation on, all of a sudden it comes to life and there's meaning and there's, you know, direction and it just takes you to the next step where it's like, okay, well, now I want revelation on that revelation, right? You know? And so I guess it's always, I think God designed us to like root for things. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the animals do, you know, like they root for things, you know, for whether it's for our daily bread, like, you know, we, to go work, you know, for his, to know him, you know, in scripture or prayer. You know, it's interesting. Randy had Thursday night. He had when he prayed for me, he had a word, and he said that he saw me. He saw that I was walking in. I don't know if it was walking in or walking into a 100-fold realm, right? And so I was like, I mean that sounded fabulous, but. Then all when you're trying to think, well, how does that apply to me, right? You know, the
sometimes we don't have to understand it. You know, sometimes we want to understand it, but
mm-hmm.
God is showing me that we don't always have to understand it. You know, because we're gonna, you know, rack our heads, and part of it is having faith in what he said. That's why I'm saying when you feel that way, go to the Word, and then he'll give you a word. that'll satisfy you, and you'll just wait, and you already know that it's already done. And when God says it's already done, it's done.
Well, you
it's
know,
done.
He,
and if your soul feels satisfied because you got that word, and it's almost like if it's already happened. That's faith.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know what? The next day, I love what you said. It's already happened. The next day, you know, I was praying. I was asking God to give me wisdom about it, you know. It's kind of like, you know, holding it in your hand. And it's like, what is, you know, what is this, God, you know? And it was sort of like it was in the past, the future, and the now. You know what I'm saying? It was like it going to happen, happened. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it just was an eternity type of word, you know. I'm not saying that's an eternity season or whatever, but it's just what God, you know, God's explaining. And so then when I was praying to him and I was asking for revelation, you know, I mean, I know I don't have the full revelation, right? You know, but what he did show me, and you know, was that it was like I was thinking, like, you know, the 100-fold, you know, like that was that was something more like to me, right? That's what I first heard it like. And then the next day when I was praying, it was like God was showing me that when somebody is, you know, on the 100-fold realm, that it's like your seed that he gives you when when you place it, you know, within his will, that seed has the 100-fold. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like if God, in the 24/7, like it might not even be big. It could be like, remember when he was talking about your friend that made the phone call for the suicidal guy, you know, which was an amazing, remember Thursday night, wasn't that your friend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like that. I mean, it's like if, you know, I feel like in that realm, it's like if God's going to use you, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to do the right thing, make the call, and that seed is going to be fruitful. That, I mean, that I think it has much to do with the seed and its fruitfulness, you know, in that realm. You know, and I'm going to be praying more on it and ask God to reveal more. But when God revealed that to me, I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, it's like a partnership with God. So it's like God saying, you're going to do these things and they're going to multiply, you know. So, you know, so even the little things, and Carmen, I know you have such a heart, a tender heart, you know, and you know, your prayer life and your in ministry and all these things, but you work too. You work a 24/7, you know, you work a job. And so a lot of times we can feel like, well, if we're not doing corporate ministry, you know what I'm saying? Like there's an importance that, you know, I think we place on corporate ministry, but we have a ministry 24/7. We have a ministry even on how we talk to somebody during lunch break, you know? And if we put grace out, if we show mercy, if we show love, if we help, you know, these things that are fruits of the Spirit are God's will, right? So, you know, I just felt like when I was praying, yesterday, you know, that God was showing me that it was that in that 100-fold realm, the fruits from the seeds were going to be the 100-fold. And I know there's more to it than that, but I was so excited because it made me feel like, you know, God knows where we are, right? He knows if our life is today very boring and mundane and all we're going to do is go to the grocery store, right? You know? And he can use us in that 24 hours, you know. He can, like your friend, pick up the phone and respond to a need in crisis and it be fruitful, you know, and it be exactly what God needed to be done. And the man did not commit suicide, you know. So it was just interesting, you know, because I think a lot of times we think of 100-fold as something like what we've done coming back to us, which I think is also part of it, you know, it can be. But God was showing me your seed is going to be, you know, in according to his will, that the seed was going to be so fruitful, you know, that this 100-fold in his kingdom.
That's because God is allowing that. He's allowing that in your life. And whatever you're putting out, it's going to manifest. And so it's just
that.
Like the other day, I was putting seeds into this young man, and I thought, oh, my goodness, is he going to listen? Because I could see that there was going to be trouble ahead with, and I was thinking of those little kids that were involved in the relationship that this young man was in. And I was like, oh, I hope he listens. But, you know, I wasn't sure if he was going to listen to me or not. But he came back. He says, yeah, I'm not going to pursue this relationship. And, yeah, it may hurt both sides. But in the long run, it would have been worse if I stayed in that relationship. So I see that as the fruit of that seed manifesting.
Yes. Yes.
And, so God has different ways of it.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I mean, so much of the partnering with God, I mean, like, you know, Randy's talked a lot about that. And Randy's talked a lot about, you know, end times, you know, like a different system, which when we get into the end times, all those things. And, you know, as I was praying and seeking God in this yesterday, I thought, oh, my gosh, I end time system. Because you know how for thousands of years the Jews have been the chosen people and very successful, you know? I mean, the Jewish families that we grew up with, you know, they've got the doctors, the lawyers, you know, they're wealthy, they're, you know, they're just blessed, right? And I thought, you know, that 100-fold could be like the way that God takes his people through that time, you know, where they have three seeds, right, and it produces 300 plants. You know, only God could do that. You know, and so I started thinking about all the possibilities of a partnership with God and how that 100-fold being in the will of God and God having that on us for to bless us and for his purposes and to take care of us. And I thought, my gosh, you know, those end times.
Maybe that's what I was seeing, that I was seeing there was movement, but but you wanted it to go faster. That's probably part of that 100-fold that you were talking about.
Oh yeah.
You wanted
it
to feel
like yeah, because I feel like I was so excited. I mean, I was excited for the word Thursday night, but, you know, Friday I got up and I'm like, God, you know, what does this mean, right? What do I do with it, you know? And so I was very excited, but I feel like it was like a glimpse into all these arenas that God can use that supernaturally so easily, you know, to accomplish his will, his purpose, to bless us, to provide. And it was just exciting. Mm-hmm. And it was exciting to think that we have seeds, our mouths, the words are seeds, right? You know?
Yes.
And so even if we don't have... Yeah, so even if we don't have a corporate ministry, let's say this week there's nothing that, you know, somebody's got a ministry, they're not doing anything, you know, just by being gracious, by showing love and kindness to somebody else, there's so many people hurting out there, you know, there's so many people that are lonely, there's so many people that are kindness, you know, the gentle spirit that, the fruits of the Spirit towards them, those are seeds, and they're good seeds, you know.
Uh-huh,
it's, and so those are things, I mean, how wonderful to think that we can show grace to somebody, you know, for God, you know, and because that's who God inspires us to be, and that grace that we show them can multiply in them, right? You know, it wasn't just an act or a gesture. It was something that was planted in their life that's going to develop, you know? And so if we go through our 24-hour day and we're planting seeds, like, for God, you know, just how do I love on this person? How do you want to, you know?
Yeah, you're getting it.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? Yes. I mean, and so that was really exciting to me because I thought, you know what, if I don't figure anything else out or if God doesn't reveal anything else to me, that's pretty fabulous, you know, to think that, mm-hmm. you know, we have that God, you know, and you know, in the Bible it says that God will provide the seed to the sower, right? So that partnership and that, I think that, like, what are we doing today, God, if we don't have, you know what I'm saying? You know, show me who to bless, right? Show me what, show me where you want me to go. I'll be your eyes. I'll be your hands, right? I mean, and there's so many
and that's
little
good
ways.
That you're
that,
asking him, because when he tells you, it's for his glory, not that we're doing things just to be
that's
nice.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's nice,
right.
But when it's led by God, then it's for his glory because he initiated it. He's wanting you to do
that's
it.
That's right.
Your
I
spirit man receives that. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But also, too, I think that when, you know, I think that there's things that the Spirit blesses us with in natures of the Spirit, you know, that and that's a gift. And so, like, somebody's gift might be that they are compassionate, you know, that they just sense, you know, something. And they might be, you know, God can use that compassion without even preaching passion, you know, that is, you know, that is Spirit-led and filled and using God's purpose with somebody. It can be the smallest thing. Some of the biggest things in my life were the smallest gestures by somebody else. I was so blown away because I was so hungry for it and so starved for it. And it was needed more than I even knew. And so then when, you know, it's like being, you know, it's like being in a desert and somebody gives you a half a cup of water, you know, it's glorious, you know? And so, I mean, there's just a lot. God was just showing me that there is just on a daily basis, there's just seeds that we are going to, that we can and God will use. And he's got big things for us to do, but he's also got little things, you know? And I think showing, you know, besides what our prayers for us, I think that the Holy Spirit and the nature of the Holy Spirit coming through us is a great start. We don't know what to do, just, you know, what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in us? And those are things that we can exercise just in how we treat other people. We don't know anything else, you know, just in how we treat until we know different, until God says different. So I'm very encouraged. And God,
it could also, somebody is put on your heart. And then when you call them, and you're, that used to happen to me a lot with my cousin years ago. I used to call her and she goes, what is it that you know when to call? Whenever I'm feeling down, you always call me. How do you know? How do you know? Yeah. And it's not that. It was just the Holy Spirit putting her in my heart. And so, but that is learned through a training ear when you start hearing, knowing how to hear the voice of God. God knows how many times. You know, we fail to hear God's voice, but as we listen to his voice, he can spare us from so many things. He can lead us into so many things. So,
you know,
I think, you know.
Yeah,
and Randy did say something. He said something about that the fruit, it starts from within. The fruit comes from within, from the root. So you're being rooted and grounded in the things of God, and maybe that's why all this is starting to flow in your life.
Well, yes, and also too, I think that there's things that just by, I think what God was showing me is, I mean, sometimes we feel like an assignment from God or a partnership with God is a mega church, right? Is a, you know, some big ministry, you know, and we hear other people talk about their ministries and we see other people with corporate type positions, you know, and, you know, in the ministry. And so we think, well, that's something you know, if it's not that, it's not, I mean, I'm not saying everybody thinks that way, but sometimes I do. You know, I think, well, you know, how important, you know, is this, right? You know, like, what difference can it make? You know, I know it can, you know, but I just think that we think of, like, our purpose in the kingdom or with God, a lot of times, you know, it's just easy to look at mega churches and, you know, all of these, you know, big ministries. Oh, well, that must be right because look at, they've got 10,000 people in that church, right? So if that's right, is that what we're supposed to?
Yeah, but all those people's little bit makes that big church. It's
that's
everybody's
right.
little bit. And everybody's
right.
little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's little bit counts. And it's just like the little boy that gave his fish and his bread and they multiplied it. He gave what he had and God used it and fed many. He fed many with what he gave.
Exactly.
So,
and that's
synergy. That's synergy.
And that, but that's like the hundredfold realm. And that's, and you know, it's, and so it goes back to, I mean, I'm not saying that that was, you know, I mean, that was, you know, that was Jesus blessing the bread and feeding masses. But, you know, having the little bit being a lot, yesterday after I prayed about that and God showed me some things, it's really interesting because my heart, there's like this softening of the spiritual gifts, right? Just a real softening heart. And I had several encounters with people. I mean, they were, you know, it wasn't testifying. It wasn't anything like that. It was opportunities to just show love or grace or mercy. In fact, today my car was hit by my neighbor.
Oh.
And he came to the door to tell me, right? And he was really shook up. And I felt really bad. And,
aww.
You know, it was an opportunity to be kind and show grace, right? I mean, done is done, right? And, you know, he felt awful. And I was more, really at the time, I was kind of more concerned with him not feeling awful, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was an opportunity to show grace. And I was thankful. And I thought, you know, it's a nice place to operate from, you know, and it's what we hope in a similar circumstance, you know, but it's God softening my heart to just, I mean, there's several things in the last 2 days that were just, like I said, it wasn't, you know, preaching or anything like that. It was just the kindness or the love of God, you know,
there
the grace of God, the mercy.
There.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. It was, and it's whatever, maybe it was, I don't know what it was, but they were small things. And I looked at them as seeds that God was just using, the grace of seed, the kindness of, you know, that kind of thing. And I felt a shift yesterday with it. You know, I felt like more of an awareness. Like these things were important. They're more important than they were before yesterday, you know.
Yeah, because people expect Christians to be ugly and so that they can have a reason to accuse. And that's harder, especially when other people are not. But, you know, that's where God wants us to be salt. And we have to be salt, not being gloating with things, but, you know, with God's truth.
Yeah.
With God's truth.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of things, you know, on the news, what we were talking about. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show where I took everyone from faith to being salt of the earth. And we talked about abortion and all that. And many people want to shut Christians up because the truth is that truth prevailed. Up to a certain point, because it's only in certain states that this law took effect, you know, that each state can decide for the right? But still,
California,
that is a victory.
Yeah, it is. I mean, one life is a victory, right? California, which is where I live, is not banning abortions. In fact, other states, companies are paying travel for abortions to states like California and other states as a medical expense.
Disney is paying their employees. And I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think I heard one pastor saying something about Starbucks was doing something. I think they were paying their employees, and I think it had to do with abortion too. So, I never cared for Disney. The Lord showed me a lot of things about Disney from years ago. It was not popular.
Even before people started talking about it, right? There's something not right here. I think that we knew, like, there's something, like, off about this, you know? And this was, like, decades ago. Like, they would just sort of introduce, you know? It didn't come out like a big headline. But, you know, like, whether it was introducing something that looked like a same-sex relationship, or, you know what I'm saying, but tried to do it innocent, or, you know, the things that Disney does, you know, they're dirty. And it's a shame because they have the capacity to be so beautiful, right? All of the beautiful animations and all the beautiful best musicians on the planet, you know, the best everything. They don't have to do those things, you know? I mean, even more people would love that and welcome that. But no, I'm sorry, I missed the start of the show, but the salt of the earth, what you said to me, is right on. I'm not saying I'm the salt of the earth, but that flavor back to those spiritual gifts, you know, that difference those spiritual gifts make.
As it gets darker, people are not, if they're not in the Word, they're not going to know how to stand in faith for certain things and how to intercede for certain things to hear the mind of God on the matter. Because even in churches, people are divided in what they believe.
Yeah.
Even Christians are divided in what they believe.
Yeah.
And that's what the enemy wants. He because they're not reading their Word. They're not reading what God is saying. And so they're getting off. They're getting off of what God is leading. And so we have to go, and when we tell others, we have to tell people in truth, you know, walking in love, but telling them in truth. We have to tell them the truth, because that's what's going to set them free. I have a friend, and that friend was into very religious work. And I kept saying, and I could feel, you know, I'm very sensitive. I pick up on things, and I could feel, I didn't know exactly what it was, because that person was hiding what they were believing and how they were thinking, and they felt that I was wrong. And so as time went on and they started reading the Word, the scriptures that, you know, we were reading, the Lord set them free. Lord set this person free, and they came back and said,
"Wow,
oh my God, Carmen, as I was reading the Word, everything you've been telling me, it was there, and I didn't see that before. You were right, and that's why you would say, hey, when we would go there, you didn't feel the presence of God." He says, "Now I understand what you meant. I am so sorry." That person apologized to me.
Aww.
But it took me a long time. And so we have to have patience with people and continue praying, because God had me praying for that person. And I told that person, the Lord has me praying for you. I don't know what it is that, because I didn't know exactly what it was. And I could see almost like an anger in that person, like they were treating me kind of different. And I was like, why is this person treating me different? The Lord was hiding that from me. But I could sense it. I could sense it. I could feel, you know, that there was this wall. And so when that person got free, I felt that wall got removed. And I was like, and that person didn't tell me the truth. They covered the, you know, what they were feeling about me, that they thought I was wrong, that I was wacky, that I didn't know what I was thinking. And so then the Lord proved to them that I was the one that was right, that I was telling them the truth, that I was telling them the right scripture. And then the Lord, the Holy Spirit, when he revealed this to that person was like, oh, they, with their mouth open, they kept thinking about all the times that I would say different things. And also, that's what she meant. That's what she meant. So we have to be patient. And when the Holy Spirit says, pray for a person, you may not understand everything. You just be obedient. And I did tell the person, hey, I don't know what it is, but the Lord has me praying for you. And I don't know what it is that I have to pray for. I'm praying in tongues. And I know that every once in a while that goes away. And then all of a sudden I feel it again. And he shows me your faith and I have to pray again. So God didn't want me to go into details of knowing everything. He just wanted me to pray for that person. And that person got set free. They got set free indeed.
Well, you know, I think too, there's a lot of times, even, you know, even with Christians, among Christians, they get prideful in believing they're right. And if they didn't think they were right, they wouldn't believe it, right? You know.
But this person got radically free. This was really...
that's beautiful.
This person had to go around and went apologizing to everyone that he knew.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a major victory for the Lord.
Wow.
It was a major victory. Mm-hmm.
Good thing you kept praying, right?
Yeah. I didn't know what, but I could feel it in my – when you feel it in your inner man – like there's just something that's not right, and you're like, you keep on praying, and he had me like that for like about a week, and I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is this that I'm sensing? And he's had me praying for certain people too. You know, every once in a while I'll feel it, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. You know, and then when I'm praying in the spirit, so, and then I feel that release, and I know, okay, I'm good.
That is so, you know, I think I talked to you about it a long while back, and talked to Rainy about it. You know, and I had a really, really heartbreaking issue with my sister and my mother when my mother passed, and.
Give me a minute.
And a betrayal.
There's two people that are on the line. I'll get to you. Don't leave. I'll get to you. All right. All right. Go on, Noel.
Okay. I'll finish real quick. And so
no.
Every time I would have to remember. I mean, I have prayed and had to forgive so many times, right? You know, on this, and it's like the pain, you know, because it was such a deep pain, right? And finally, I heard, and so it would come to remembrance. You know, I'd pray, you know, to forgive her and for God to forgive any unforgiveness, you know, and then ask God to bless her, right? And last week I heard myself praying to God, like, I'm so tired of praying for her, God, just heal me. Please just heal me. Because I'd have that remembrance, right? I'd get hurt. And then I wouldn't, you know, I think like this hurt, it was, it's so deep. And I think, oh, maybe there's unforgiveness, right? Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that, but I would worry. So then I would, you know, go through all that. And then finally my prayers are changing to, and just heal me, Lord, get me through this. Get me past this.
You know, I've had that with other people, and I'll be praying for them. And then God did something amazing with somebody that was having issues with me, but it wasn't just me. It was with other people, and they were having issues with someone else. And I talked to the other person, and then I realized, wait a minute, let me get involved here. And then I spoke to that person, and I told them, you know what, you're seeing things wrong. Why are you making it more difficult? I go, are you wanting to be the martyr? And they're like, no. Mm-hmm. I go, well, it sounds like it. I got strong with a person, and then but I got gentle again, and I said, you know, you need your time to spend by yourself. That's okay. but don't make things more difficult than they are. I go, this person is wanting to do you good. And so I spoke with the other person. I go, behave yourself and do this. And so I was trying to be the peacemaker, and eventually they spoke, and then they got things started, and they're getting things in order. But aww. It was like dealing with children.
Yeah.
Like dealing with children. And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you don't meddle because, you know, sometimes when people are fighting, if you meddle, you might get bit.
Right.
So.
Right, exactly. And sometimes it's just not our fight, you know.
Yeah. Peacemakers, we have to be salt. Amen. Well, let me wrap it up with you because I have, there was another person, they left, and I have another one on the line, and I want to make sure that I get everybody.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
God bless you, Carmen.
You.
And you. Oh, it's great talking to you, and God bless anybody that's on the line. God bless you all.
Yes, thank you so much. It's always a blessing to listen to you. You really know how to dissect what's going on and make sense of it. And people need to hear that. They need to hear that. And I love listening to you. So God bless you. And I pray that your finances and everything, that God blesses you in that and in your relationships. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, do that for her. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. Have an awesome week. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. All right. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Prophetess Carmen. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah from Alabama. Let me put you on mute. All right. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Sarah from Alabama. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, I see these wheels, they're turning. I feel that one wheel is turning the other one is turning the other, and it's making things move in a big way. That's what the Lord is saying, that things are moving in a big way, that this wheel is touching that wheel. Have you ever seen big rotors, things that, you know, like wheels that have teeth that are grabbing other wheels? It's almost like the effect of, like, inside of a cuckoo clock. I don't know if you ever seen a grandfather clock, but in Germany I went to a shop, and that's what the Lord is saying, but it's in a bigger scale. This wheel touches this wheel, touches this wheel, touches that wheel, and makes big things move. And so I see that the Lord is moving certain wheels here and there that are making a big movement. I don't know what that big move is, but it's something big in your life that is making things work. That's making things work. So I see a wheel. They have like teeth that lock into the other wheel and make it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I'm just explaining to you what I'm seeing. So basically is what God is saying. Things are moving. And it seems like little things are moving to touch bigger things, but bigger things are being moved because of that. And we thank you, Father God, for the movement in her life. We thank you, Father God, for the wheels within the wheels, that the little ones and the big ones and the middle ones and the large ones that are moving to make bigger things happen. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Bless her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, Sarah. We have another call. No, that other caller hung up. All right. Sarah, are you there?
I'm here.
What's that all about?
Well, it's it's really it could be the fact that I'm going back, and I'm going back to work, and so it took a while for me to get to moving, because I was very hesitant. Because I had felt some things go on health-wise that kept me, you know, like at bay for a few minutes, for about a month. And so I was like, okay, I'm feeling better. I'm going to see if I can put see if I can, you know, do this walk for a mile. And then it was just basically sciatic related, but now I'm feeling better, and I'm taking things one at a time and going back.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, my goodness, that makes sense. Wow. So that little wheel over here touched that one, and the other one touched the other one and made a bigger move. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. God is confirming to you what has already been happening. Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That is God,
wow.
Isn't it? That's how he works.
Yeah. All I'm doing is telling you what I see. That's all. I'm the middleman. I'm not doing anything. It's the Lord. He's just confirming to you what, so that you understand that he sees it all, that he's working in your life, and that he's making it happen. But as you move, this little bit touches the other. It's like a domino effect, kind of, you know. So your movements have been a domino effect for your health, and it's helped you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray that you touch her hips, her joints, her back. We curse that sciatica right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing right now. And we thank you, Father God, for total healing in Jesus' name. Lord, even the cartilage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and those pinched nerves, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you bring healing, healing, healing in those pinched nerves right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, in
Jesus' name.
Thank
in Jesus'
you,
name.
Thank
you, Lord.
For bringing healing into her body in the name of Jesus. Wow, that's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Man, he always is doing stuff in your life. So he's touching something, doing something in your life. Wow. That's amazing,
yeah.
Sarah. Well, Sarah's going to be the little turtle, so slow but steady, right? You know,
yep,
already
I'm
already
going.
Not being a bunny, but the turtle, slow and steady, not jumping around everywhere. Now you understand. And even that, remember the Lord said that? Oh, my goodness, God, you're so funny. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, you need prayer, you have a testimony. My goodness, you're too funny.
Well, that is my that's my testimony that I'm feeling, you know, better, and the Lord has, you know, it was a process, but in doing that process, I just started getting closer to the Lord by reading the Word more and spending more of my time in my prayer closet.
That'll do it, and also physically. Listen to the beginning of the show. There was a sister that gave her testimony that the Lord was saying that there were some things that she was learning about, I guess, about anxiety and things like that. And then she came on and she says that right today she was talking to her mom and her sister about that, that God was showing her that there were certain things she needed to eat, you know, and setting boundaries, because it felt like anxiety, you know, but it wasn't that. It was, there were certain things in the natural she had to stop. And so that's what I was sensing, that the Lord was showing her about. Anxiety comes in different ways, through our food, through our not taking care of our movement in our bodies, not allowing, you know, putting right thoughts. And so she explained it better because, you know, she was living it. And so, yeah, wow. You need to listen to that. So, you know, I believe that we need to eat better, because as we eat better, we feed our bodies to take care of our bodies. Our bodies then can take care of us. Rest when we don't rest, our bodies can't repair themselves. A lot of people go on 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and that's not enough time to repair your body. You need to rest, drinking water, exercising. I can't tell you, I love now going to the gym, but I don't always go because, you know, it's full all the time. And at the hour that I come out, sometimes I'm just too exhausted because I go to work early. But I need to get back in that. And it makes you feel good. We had a testimony earlier, Miss Sylvia, that the Lord was showing her that she needed to get moving, and she started walking. And she said she feels really good. She feels really good, and she's an intercessor, so she's walking and praying at the same time. So she's feeling really, really good. So baby steps.
Look, you know, that's right. I went, this is how I started off. I went to the corner. This is what I did when I started. And you reminded me, just get back on track. Because the body is the temple of the Lord. So I went to the corner. Then I came back. Then I slowly made it around, you know, then I went, took it a little further. And then it's not about how fast you go, and I had to learn that on my own.
Exactly. Yeah.
And went and just, you know, and then I like the nature walk because it's God's creation surrounding you, and it's not a bunch of, you know, wait a minute. You know, I like to do that and pray. That is awesome there, you know. And you listen to the birds and all that. It is wonderful.
Yeah, you get close to the Lord, too. I have a friend that likes mowing the lawn because that's his time when he prays. He loves doing the lawn, mowing the lawn, because he spends time with the Lord, and he loves spending time in nature, you know, with green stuff. So to each, every person is different. But, yeah, get your body moving, because as it circulates blood, it gets blood in areas that weren't getting any blood, and that also helps anything with pinched nerves to release all that and flow naturally. But you do it baby steps because you don't want to hurt yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do. We have to be gentle with our bodies. And, I mean, I had my left leg, every time I would get off the bed, it would hurt so bad. And I know why it was, because I was working as a case manager, and we walked on these large rocks. And people, I mean, even the young people were all complaining that their feet hurt, and it was just hurting me really bad. So I started exercising, and I think the blood flow to all those areas helped it, and I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel it anymore. It feels good to go. You feel, oh, alive, like, oh, so limber afterwards, you know. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to stretch, because your body is like a rubber band. If you know how when you stretch a balloon, before you blow it, when you try blowing that balloon before that, it's so hard to blow air into it. But when you stretch it out and then you blow into it, then it stretches and allows the air to go in. So our muscles are like that. We have to, you know, stretch them out so that we can use them better, and we feel more limber and things flow easier. Amen?
Well, amen. And amen. I agree totally, because it may be a little sore at first, but then you keep walking and stretching and doing all those things till it makes it even easier. And then it's amazing how the endorphins get, you know, it starts jumping off, and it makes everything just flow. It's awesome.
Yeah. But you try not to hurt yourself while you're starting to do it. Then your own body will let you know, will say, oh, I want a little more. Oh, I want a little more. And before you're knowing, you may be on a treadmill walking, and the next thing you know, oh, I kind of feel like running. So you do 5 minutes of running, and then the next day you know that you go a little longer, and it's like your body's asking you to do it. So you don't hurt your body. Your body will let you know, hey, this hurts. Don't do this. It's hurting me. And so no pain, no gain, that's a lot of baloney at first. You know, you have to be gentle with your body. And then you get to that place where it's natural for it. It feels good. It feels good. So, yeah, those endorphins, that's a feel good. It's like drinking a good coffee, a cup of coffee. It's like, woo. But some people need decaf. At work, they need decaf. They're on the go. Oh, my God. They're like, and I'm like, think to myself, there's such a thing as decaf, you know. It might just balance them out just right. Because even decaf has caffeine in it, too. People don't think it does, but it does, just regular coffee. So, we got to take care of ourselves. That way we finish the race. We finish the race and do it well. Not like the bunny that was all over the place and didn't make it to the end, right?
Right.
I love that analogy. I love that kid's analogy. But it has such value in that analogy, you know. And I think about that a lot when I want to do so much. I'm like, no, slow down. You can make it. You can do it. But don't you're wanting to go too fast, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes. Slow down. And so I understand that too well. I even have somebody nicknaming me a bunny. They say that I'm an energizer bunny. I'm all over the place. But I know my limits.
I agree with you. When I first started, I was everywhere because I work with online orders, and so we have a customer in the area, you know, the pickup area, and then I will rush out there and act like I was every bit of 20, and I'm gonna run and I'm gonna do this.
And then the day you're like, slow-mo.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling my 50s.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, you're going to be all right because, you know, you're learning. God is showing you. Is there anything else that you like to be having prayer for tonight?
Well, that's about it, and just pretty much keep my daughter in your prayers, you know, and everything, because she's liking nursing and everything, but I just told her if it's too stressful and you get to taking too much of a load for the fall semester, and you don't want to overload yourself while working.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's not why. Yeah, you have to be wise in that. And but there's a time to release those classes. Otherwise, she ends up paying for them. There's a time limit to be able to release those classes, withdraw from them. If she doesn't, she'll end up having to pay for the class. So reminder of that. There is a time limit. If you start class and you can't see that you can do it, you need to hurry up and let them drop you from it before that time limit. Otherwise, she ends up paying for it. Not
yeah.
a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. So we're just keeping her in your prayers that everything works out in the fall.
Yes, Father God, we just lift Sarah's daughter. We ask you, Father God, that you give her wisdom to know how to manage her time, how to manage her classes. Lord, we just pray that you direct her in her workload, that she will be able to do all things, but that she would do it with your wisdom. You know what she needs, Lord, but sometimes we don't know. But I pray that, Father God, you guide her in that, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, because she will finish, and she will finish doing well, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to thank the Lord for you and being a part of PGN like I always do, because it just makes it, the Lord just gets on here with us And it, we're having a heavenly good time, so that's the best part of it.
Yes. Well, his glory, he's the one that's in charge. He's the one that's that leads. And that's why it's good. If it was us, we would have a mess of it, right?
Right.
So
that's
thank
right.
Thank the Lord. All right.
Have you ever heard of something? I was on the line last night, but have you ever heard of something called CERN? C E R N.
R N. Yes.
C E R N.
C E R N.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's been around for a long time. Those are like computers, and it's a place in Switzerland. I think it's Switzerland, and one of those places, they have a project going on with, I don't understand all the technology, but there's a lot of demonic things coming out of that, and they believe that they've released some things, demonic things from that place. The people that work there, it's almost like if they're opening a Pandora's box. Some believe that it may be a portal to something demonic. It's an energy. It's between two countries. Can't remember. You can find that online. You can go to YouTube and find out of what that has. A lot of companies are in that place. It's not a large place, but what's coming out of that place is really demonic. It's a lot. It has a lot of demand. They think that they've already released some things in the spirit realm in the earth, and that they can't get back in. What did
wow.
you hear?
Well, I don't know. I just it's pretty much the same thing. It's July 5th, and CERN. I don't know what. They've got going and they want to release it. And I'm like, listen, God is in control, you know. And when he says it's time to fold up, you know, and it's his time to come, then that's when it all, I just think, you know, there's too many people trying to make things happen, but we're all on God's timing. And Jesus' watch.
Machinery with a lot of technology in that place that hold a lot of information. I think it has part to do with something from the end times and the releasing of demonic things and demonic forces. It's all part of the end times, and that's why we need to pray. We need to pray to push that darkness back. Because that's why all these things are going to happen, because people are not praying the same way that they were before. And they're not pushing darkness. That's why I'm saying we're the salt of the earth. We have to keep what salt does is preserves. It preserves our lives, the lives of others, things from being decayed, from dying spiritually and physically, you know? And so, I mean, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, my God. And a lot of people didn't know about it, but this has been going on for years. This is nothing new. This is nothing new,
but I think
that now is when they're getting, you know, more wicked with that. Science is getting more in that wicked area, too, and we got to pray about that. I can't stress, and I remember at the beginning of the year, I kept telling everybody, start praying. I don't know, but I'm hearing the Lord saying, there's things that are going to be coming, and we need to fight it spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the church is falling asleep. They don't want to listen until it's too late. Part of the end times, and, you know, we just can't do what God allows, you know. And it's all in our hands, but, you know, when people don't do what they're supposed to do, then God allows it. That's all. But was that the talk last night? Who was talking about that?
Well, I just kind of brought it up. I said that, you know, the article, the part that that they released and I came about it, it was, and read about it, they were going to do something July 5th. I don't know if they're going to release it or whatever, but we were just praying for the world and praying, you know, that God, he's got everything under his
control.
Let's pray. And
let's pray right now about that. Lord, we just lift up, you hear what our conversations about this certain thing. We don't understand everything involved with this. We understand that there's some demonic activity with all of it, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you send your angels, that you send your angels to those places and any other place that may be involved to stop the enemy from doing what they want to do, Father God. Whatever you're not allowing, Lord, let it not be allowed in Jesus' name. We pray that you send your armies of angels to stop whatever it is that's going on in this place, these activities that we may not even be realizing that is dangerous for the world. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because we know that you love the world so much that you sent Jesus, and he is our protector. He is our redeemer. He is everything that we need, and all we need is in you, God. And we just thank you, Father God, because we stand on Psalms 91, that no weapons, those things that are around us will not affect us, that we'll look to the left and the right, and it won't come near our dwelling. It will not come near to our lives, to our family, to our children. We pray that you bring protection over those in your kingdom. And even those that don't know you, Lord, because there's going to be many that didn't know you that will call and cry out to your name. So we pray, Father God, for the protection of the whole world in Jesus' name. You want to pray anything, Sarah?
Yes. And Father God, I thank you, Father God, for another night on PGN, Father God, for all the prayer callers that's reaching out to you, Father God. And we know that we're in the last days and there's evil things going on, but you are the Father that can protect everybody, Father. And we know, Jesus, that you can do everything because you tell things, you make the wind blow, you're the Father of the universe. And we're asking that you heal it, Father God, and those who are reaching out to you, Father God, let them know all things are possible with Jesus Christ that strengthens you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, with that CERN, they have like a statue in the front of their building, you know, symbolic, and it has to do with some goddess, is what I mean, the goddess of something.
Of India, yeah. It's crazy.
It was something crazy like that, but, that's really nutty. But they did say that they had recorded some things from their people that had worked in that agency before. It's very highly intelligent people, but they don't really realize what they're involved in. It has to do with technology and portals and just crazy stuff. So, yeah, we have to keep that in prayer. We do have to keep that in prayer. All right, Sarah. Well, you keep praying, intercessor. That's one of our intercessors. Sarah is also one. And so they are praying. So we thank you for that. We thank you for praying for PGN, Sarah. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a blessed fourth.
All right. Yeah. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 731-334, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley. Give me a minute. Thank you, Lord. You know, God is bringing something of the light, something of the light in your life. I guess it's for the season. I don't know if it's because of summertime or what, but it's of enjoyment. It's like a refreshing time where you spend with others. Just, you know how when people gather together and they just have snacks around, you know, these nice little snacks, and they just have gatherings and they talk to each other and they just eat, you know, over small meals, little meals, not a big meal, but small meals. Well, that's what I see you doing. I see you, and the Lord is having you to, you know, just relax in relationships with new people, with the old people. I'm just seeing you in that kind of atmosphere now, and then sort of like to have relationships, you know, something about relationships, you know, with other people. But it's not over meals, big meals. It's just small meals and just getting together, little get-togethers to get to know each other. And so that's what I'm seeing. God is doing something in that. I guess he's going to use you maybe to speak to these people, I guess to be a light in their lives. And so there's going to be that new phase. So I thank you, Lord. I just pray that you use her mightily, that you use her to shine for you, Lord, that you give her wisdom to know what to say, what not to say, to draw people close to you and lift you up. And your word says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So it has to do with salvation. Who knows if maybe this is in your church or something, maybe like something in your age group or something like that. I don't know. But I don't see it as dinners or anything like that. It's like something small, like, you know, small things, you know, to gather around. So I'm not sure what I'm seeing, but that's what I'm seeing. Amen. All right. Where is she? Oh, I think. Ashley, where are you? I think, okay, here she is. All right. Ashley, how are you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing all well. Right. That was very accurate. Uh-huh. I feel like I'm definitely in that season in my life right now. I've met a lot of new people lately, just with things I'm doing, volunteer stuff, a lot of new people. And I've actually, a lot of people in my age range, like within 10 years, of my age range or so. I'm getting connected with some, and we're actually getting together. I have a group I get together with, around four of us, and we're getting together every month. So, and I've been one of them. Yeah.
Well, that, you know, what I was seeing, and I didn't say it, I was seeing, like, you know, pieces of cheese when you get together with little snacks, you know, these, nice kind of cheeses with crackers, or like you're eating them and talking with people. That's what I was seeing.
Yeah, this is a lot of confirmation. I talked to you. I know you guys get so many callers. It's hard to remember what words you give to who or who you talk to.
Uh-huh.
But I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and you said something similar. You said God was going to use me to minister to people you thought around my age. So you said something very similar to what you said tonight. And then it's funny that you mentioned cheese, because Terrence and Tanisha, I called into them several months ago, and Tanisha saw cheese, like Swiss cheese, and like how people, if they aren't walking with God, they fall through the holes. So,
really?
Yeah, so she mentioned that to me, and I've gotten several words about being a light to people. So it's really just so much confirmation in that, and it's just really encouraging, and I really needed to hear that.
Well, I saw the cheese because it reminded me when I went to Switzerland that we went to a cheese factory, and they had, like, little cubes of cheese, and that's what I saw. Like little cubes of cheese were being put in a plate, but it wasn't like for a big meal. It was like just, you know, like bites. Like when you get together and you have bites, you know, you take a little plate and you put little pieces of food in your plate, and like finger food.
Yeah, and now that I'm remembering it, one of my meetings the first meeting I had with my group that I'm meeting with, it was just a couple weeks ago, and the host that night, we went to her house, and she had cheese cubes for us, like just a couple snacks laid out, and she had cheese cubes. So that's really cool.
Ah. So that's what I saw. That's all I can tell you. I don't listen to the other shows because I'm working and, you know, I don't have time for all of them. So, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's awesome. Wow. So it has, to me, I related to the relationships of getting to know these people. So there's something important about you being in that, and I guess eventually God is going to release you to share, I guess. He'll give you the wisdom to know how to do it.
Yes.
Is what I'm sensing.
Yes.
So, wow. That's amazing. So, you know, you got your marching orders.
Yes.
You know what to do.
That's really exciting for me. So, praise God. I can't wait. Just being used by him and sharing in what he would have for me and sharing what he wants to give to others, sharing his love to others. That's really exciting to know that I'm in that season. And also, just there's so much confirmation in what the word you just gave me. I'm just keep remembering things and pulling things from other words. But I called in to LaShawn last night, and she used the word refreshing. And you also said this is a season of, like, refreshing of relationships.
Really?
And that's
really?
Exactly, yes. She said that exact word, the exact same thing. So it really
is. You know what? We're family,
really,
so, you know, sisters are going to hear the same thing from their father. It's the same spirit. So there you go. That's the Holy Spirit for you. You know, it's that they're seeing it from their point of view, what God is showing them. I'm seeing it, what I'm seeing, the details of how I see it. And so they explain it differently. It's like five people can be at a scene of something happening, right? And everybody will explain it differently. So this is what's happening. The Holy Spirit is giving us the vision of what we're seeing, but we're explaining it in different ways, but it's the same thing. But
that's amazing.
Each one will give you it's like the Gospels. The Gospels, they all saw the same thing with Jesus, but one says it one way, the other one says it the other way, another one says it another way. You know, it's all the way their personalities and all that. Remember, God is using vessels. So it's coming through the vessels, and it's getting, you know, touched by the vessels. So the vessels are just, there's part of the vessels in what God is saying. We're just explaining it different, but it's the same thing. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised
that's really
that we're all
amazing.
Hearing this.
Yeah.
It's confirmation.
It's like the unity, like this family of God. Like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's the body of God. And, yeah, it's confirmation. Yes.
But you know what? Pray for us, because the enemy would love to bring division so that he can't use us all together. So pray for us that we'll be so tight, that we will have such cords that cannot be broken among us and on PGN, and that God will bring more people that are that God wants to use for this. I'm getting a little distracted. I have my neighbors throwing firecrackers. They're already celebrating the 4th of July. So, you know, pray for us, because I sense that's one of the tactics the enemy tries to use, you know, to bring this unity. And he tries different stupid things. So if we're ahead of the game and we're praying, the enemy has no place within, you know, there's no gaps that he can get into. You know what I'm saying? And so pray for that others will come onto PGN to help with the ministry also, because I know Prophet Randy's going to take off and he's going to need more people. He's going to need more people to minister. So, you know, we want God to do that in his way and in his timing. So, wow. Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me, because that's happened before. I will give a word to somebody. And then I'll talk to somebody about something, and they go, you know what? Tanisha told me something similar to that. And I'm sure that they probably hear the same thing about me or some other sisters, with vice versa, you know, hearing that we gave similar words too. So that's the Holy
Spirit.
Yeah,
it amazes me. It amazes me every time. Like, I know that's, yeah, it's the Holy Spirit, and it's just, it's amazing. So I always mention it. I usually mention it whenever that happens, because it's just, I just think it's amazing.
You know, what used to happen to us before, years before, we had other ministers that were on, and we would all get on and help minister to, you know, with the person that would be on, and we would be all seeing the same thing. When they would speak it to somebody, and I'm like, I just got that. I would think to myself, I just got the same thing in my, I would laugh. And I'm like, you know what? I got that. I got the same thing. That's confirmation. Oh, that's fun. It's fun, too. I love it. I love it. So I know why Prophet Randy, he loves it so much, too.
Yep. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm definitely will be praying for you guys, for all of PGN. I know you guys need the prayer just like everyone else, so I will definitely keep all of you in my prayers. You know,
I
think you guys are a family. You know, we're all just family and God, really.
We're a family. Mm-hmm. We're a family. And so, and like Prophet Randy was saying the other day, you know, our true family are those that are serving God, you know, and Jesus said it, you know, those that are serving the Lord, those are our family. And when we get that, there's going to be such, or there is such unity that, you know, it's almost like we were born into the same family, but it's so different. But we're all starting to realize how wonderful that is, and how God sees us, how God really sees us, how He sees His family, His godly family. Amen. And so, I love it. Is there anything else you need prayer for?
No, not tonight. That was perfect.
All right, Ashley. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week, and enjoy your 4th of July.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. I have 111111. Your name and where you're from?
It's Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Hey, Miss Barbara. You know, I mentioned you earlier.
Did you? Oh, I fell asleep.
Because I was mentioning how we have intercessors, and, you know, if you were on, to come on and introduce yourself so that everybody knew, because we always have new people. And so that way they get to know that it's not just us, it's other people that are interceding, and that's why the prayers work, because we're a family here. And I love what Ashley said earlier about getting the same words, and that's just confirmation that we're hearing the Holy Spirit. It's funny. Yeah. At the same time, it's funny. Mm-hmm. So how are you? Let me pray for you first. I'm here babbling. Let me pray for you first. Let me put you on mute. Father God, and thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because Miss Barbara is singing your praises. And she's singing your praises. And she's singing your praises. And we thank you, Father God, because she has praised you about. And her singing reaches heaven. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you singing, and I'm seeing like the singing notes reaching up to heaven. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Miss Barbara's life. And we just praise you. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for that intercessor in her. Lord, continue to move in her life and increase more the intercession, Father God, like never before in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Miss Barbara. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. Thank you for that word, because it's the same word I've been getting everywhere.
Really?
A friend of mine has invited me somewhere, and she said, you're an intercessor. We need to pray for you. We're going to pray. And they laid hands on my feet and began to pray. I tell you, I was knocked out almost when they got.
Oh, that must have been fun.
I was. That's the Lord. Let me find a seat, Jesus. I can't even stand up. So, she gave me the same word, and you know, and the same as Tanisha and Terrence. And I tell you, you guys are, I tell you, knitted together with one accord. Man, I tell you, probably everybody don't miss it. Yeah. And knowing myself.
Because, you know, I'm Betty by a certain time because I get up around 4, so I can't mm-hmm. get up, you know, go to bed too late. Otherwise, I'm a mess and I can't do my job. But, yeah, I don't get to hear. Well, I normally couldn't get to hear them because I had some weird work hours. But, yeah, it's the same spirit. It's the same spirit of God releasing the same word. Praise the Lord. That's just confirmation. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so let me tell you something. You're singing praise.
Yeah. And I tell
wow.
you, the word was so painful that, you know, I just literally just cried every night singing to the Lord. I said, Lord, every day I get up, I said, Lord, I have to give you a shout out. And, you know, I have to call out everything. But, you know, I have my grandbabies with me. You probably hear them. And I was just praying that God would touch her body. She's a little stuffy. But anyway, you know, I water the flowers and I water everything and I'm singing. I've worked from sunup to sundown and I'll be just singing and praising the Lord and all the neighbors come through and saying, hi, good morning. We love this and we love your flowers and da, 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 you know, and I just start thanking God, you know, because I love flowers and I love
roses.
Well,
I was seeing you singing. Yeah, I was seeing you singing and, like, music notes going up in heaven, going up, like, oh, you were praising the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord gives me some funny things to look at when I'm prophesying over people.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I love singing, though.
Yeah.
You worship the Lord, you're singing around the house, you're singing. And you sing everywhere. You just sing, you know. And
but you know what that means? You have something to worship him about. That there is what I was sensing is that you have a reason for it. You have a reason to worship
yes.
him. He's giving you a reason, and that's why it's coming out of you the way it's coming out. Because he's blessing
yes.
you. He's blessing you. Amen.
I
wow.
I was thinking from mobility. I just love the Lord, and I was just thinking, I said, Lord, I thank you for divine directions, you know, because everywhere I go, you know, he said our feet shall be, you know, a light. And so we just want to mm-hmm. we just want to do the right thing and pray the right thing. And when we are ministering to people day in and day out, you know, we have to ask
uh-huh.
the Lord to give us strength because of what we go through. And
mm-hmm.
it's a challenge, but it's worth it. You know, it pays off. So I'm just grateful.
I find it fun. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. You know, because
yeah.
I'm like a spectator. I'm like looking at you and looking at the Lord, looking at you and looking at the Lord. I'm like, wow, God, what are you doing? You know people so well. Nobody knows us like God knows us.
Yes, and I miss you guys. I really do. And I listen,
yeah,
but I just fall asleep.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you. Please. Well, I don't know when people are normally on because, I'm in La La Land, you know. I'm one of those that probably Buffett Randy, you know, hello.
mm-hmm.
So I'm
yeah.
in Sweet Lullabies. Oh, my goodness. You have any testimonies for us?
Well, I've just been getting.
Told us already.
Yeah, I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm praying for my daughters and just keeping them before the Lord. I pray for different ones, but my testimony is, I just know God has healed my back. The things I've gone through and been through, it's just a miracle. Because people want to know, you know, they want to know how do you get around and how do you get in and out and how do you do things? Where did this strength, where did this mobility come from? You know, they're looking for me to have a walker, have a cane, have all these back things on me for my back and stuff. And I said, no, God did it. Everything I have,
mm-hmm.
everything I got,
from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, you're looking at total miracle. You know, just miracle, miracle, miracle. There's nothing, no parts of me that I hadn't gone through. But I just thank God because I'm still alive, and it's just a testimony, you know, just to be alive. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, while we sing and while we, you know, you're always happy. I say, yeah, I got to be. You just don't know. You happy to hear the frog. You're happy to hear the bird. So, you know, you just love to see the Lord, you know. So I'm just grateful. And I got many testimonies, but it will take all night. And I'm quite sure you have other callers. Praise God.
No, actually, you're my last one. I have other people online, but they haven't raised their hand. But you go on if you need to.
Well, I'm praying that God will give me the strategy, what he wants, how he wants me to do my traveling. So I'm praying for that. And I want you to pray with me to touch and agree that as I travel the country where he's ordered my steps, that it will be safe and that there is provision and that it's already done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask you that you will provide for everything, for the money, the food, the tickets, the place where she will stay, that she will be in safety, that it'll be at the right time, at the right place, Lord, when you say, Father God. And I know that she hears your voice, and she will know when it is time to move and do that what she needs to do, Father God. We pray that you connect her with the right people, Father God, that when you release her to that she'll know it in, that she'll know that she knows that she knows that it is the right time. We touch and agree with that. We lift that to you up to heaven, Father God, knowing that you hear what we've been talking. You know her heart's desires. You know that she wants to serve you, and she wants to do things your way, not her way. And we just lift that to you, Father God, and we thank you for it. And we thank you for the answer to prayer in Jesus' name. And we just pray that you continue to touch her body, touch her joints, touch the cartilages in her body, Father God. Lord, anything that may be misaligned, Lord, we just pray that you straighten it right now in Jesus' name. Give her a chiropractor alignment right now of any little thing, Father God, that her body be ready for when you say go. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name, Lord, for her internal organs, Father God. Anything that's out of line, we pray that you bring it in line, touch her back, her neck, Lord. And I pray that you let her enter sweet sleep at night, that she will get into deep sleep where her body repairs itself in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I pray for her baby, her grandbaby, Father God, that those little sniffles will go away in Jesus' name. Any allergies, Father God, let them go away in Jesus' name. We thank you for total healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, anybody else on the line that needs healing, Father God, that may be coughing, that may be having issues from the past, Lord. Father God, we just pray that you bring healing over their bodies right now in Jesus' name. Yes. Heal their bodies, Father God. Heal their bodies. I just sense that there's somebody there that's having old issues, and Lord, we just pray that you fix those old issues in their body in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, the lungs, Lord, too. The lungs, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for your healing touch tonight. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, because you told me you were going to heal people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you for healing people's emotions. Thank you for touching their bodies. Thank you for touching their spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Father God, because we're in the time of celebrating the 4th of July, Father God, of freedom. So I pray that, Father God, in all areas that you bless those that are on the line, that, Father God, that those that are listening now and may be listening in future days and future weeks and future months or even years, that you would bless them and that you would set them free of whatever it is that they need to be set free of. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I almost forgot about it, that it was going to be the 4th of July. Except I was listening to people, you know, with the firecrackers outside. Oh, my goodness. It's, this late and they're still they want to celebrate,
well,
right?
You said something perfectly when you said the freedom. I have freedom. Once I say welcome, then the freedom is on the back. And I said, yes, God, we're free in Christ Jesus, who the Son said,
yes,
free is free indeed. That's what I have in my front door. So.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Well, we love you. We know that you are an intercessor. We can't, like I said, we can't be without intercessors. No ministry can go without intercessors because, you know, those are our warriors. So we pray a blessing over you, that you continue to hear the Lord for anything else that, you know, that the Lord may be showing you for PGN and for anything else, and even for the nation, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray and lift up the United States, and we pray, Father God, a blessing over the United States. We pray, Father God, that you touch believers, Father God, to rise up and come out of their sleeping comfort, Lord, that they would start raising up and start praying, Father God, that when you wake them up in the middle of the night, that they will say yes and come and start praying, Father God. Lord, we just pray, Father God, we know that there are some freedoms that are not going to be, but we pray for the freedom for knowing you as their Lord and Savior. We pray, Father God, that many more and that revival will come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for revival. We thank you for revival in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Father, for what was done in the courts. I know that it's still ways to go, but it is a victory for the abortion, Father God. We just pray that you protect those little ones in the wombs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And even those that are alive and well that are living without a dad or a mom, Father God, we just pray that you restore families, Father God, like never before. Reverse those things that have been broken from years gone by, Lord. We pray, Father God, to restore the family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Barbara. It's amazing. It's always good to talk to you. Is there anything else you want prayer for?
You called out a lot of the dreams that the Lord had given me about Zion being asleep, wake up out of that sleep. And he was telling me that, and the different states, the countries, and the leaders that we had to keep in prayer. He was giving me all of that. And, you know, not just our community, but the four corners of the world, to continue to pray for the leaders and pray for the people and pray for different states. And, you know, their region, the territory, and he was just giving me all of that to pray for, and you were calling it out, you know, calling it out.
Lord.
So I have different people that are traveling to Africa and Uganda and different places, and I just ask God that he will bring them back safely as they travel back and forth. And that they will not have any problems in going over there, because that was one of the states that the Lord has given me about Africa and the children and the leaders, how people have died and passed on and passed the baton for us to cover those states and those countries and different parts of the four corners of the earth. And so, and their children and how they were being kidnapped and forced to do things that they, you know, all these different things that they were going through, the starvation and you know, and the different violence that was done to their bodies and stuff. And he just want us to continue to pray, you know, and that's what I was getting.
I worked with children. It was immigrant children, and those were the stories that we heard, too. It was sad. And as a mother and a grandmother, it was like hearing these things were like, wow, it was heavy. So,
Oh, my God. Please, God. Yes, I'm in agreement with you, because the different stories, the horror stories and stuff that, you know, it just makes me sick to my stomach to know that children are suffering like that. you know, mm-hmm. and it's just terrible. And I know you know and everything, a lot of stuff is confidentiality, but at the end of the day,
yeah.
we need to keep the children, the immigrants, the different children, how they've been taped up and, you know, and brutalized. And it's just sad. It just makes me cry. And I just cry and weep, you know, in prayer for those
mm-hmm.
children.
Yes,
you know,
Lord, we just come in agreement with that, Father God. You hear all the our hearts cry, Father God, because we as mother, as grandmothers, as aunts, and Father God, as sisters, mm-hmm. Lord, we just know what happens to these children around the world. And Lord, only you know everything that's going on, the abuses that they're going through, the deaths that are happening, Father God. We just lift it all up to you, Father God, that you be with them, that you send protection, Father God, that you be with them, Father God, that you would draw them to you, Father God, that they would have experiences even in those desert places, that they would meet you, Jesus, that they would know you, that they would know you as their Lord and Savior, Father God, that the sufferings of this world will not affect them because they receive you as their Lord and Savior. And many of those children are, Lord, because they've had godly families, Father God, but some of them don't know you, Lord. We just pray that you just touch them, that you intervene, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's why this stuff all bothers me, you know. And
yeah.
we as mothers and grandmothers, we know. We see that. We don't want our children to feel that way. So it's
mm-hmm. spirit.
Stuff
yeah,
is heavy duty. And some of it,
we
can only mm-hmm. pray in the spirit sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's just
Thank
heavy.
You. And that's all I could do. yeah. Thank you.
That's
true. And what I have to do, because some of the stuff I can't call it out. It's just so bad. Yeah.
We can sense it in the spirit, but it's like
mm-hmm.
some things we just like, Lord, what is this? We just know, you know, it's like I was praying for somebody
mm-hmm.
the other day, and I didn't know exactly everything that was going on with this person, but the Lord knew. And I just
mm-hmm.
felt it in my spirit, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this again? But thank God he gave me, like, waves of it, and I didn't have it all at once. So I could
right.
feel the waves, you know, okay, and then it would come again. I'm like, here we go again. We're praying for this person. And he knows why he needs to use us, and we need to be sensitive that when God says, pray for this person, or you have that thing in your spirit, man, that's like something's weighing, and you're like, Lord, what is it? He'll show you the faith. He'll show you what to pray about.
Yes.
And don't let it go until it's released, until he releases you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
True.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So, amen. So thank you, Sister Barbara. It's always
you.
A pleasure.
I love you.
Yes,
I miss
you all.
Just stuff I don't call in. I'm listening, but I'm praying for you guys, that God will give y'all strength to carry, to carry the torch, the warriors.
Yes, I know you are.
Tomorrow.
I know you guys are, because I can sense it. I can feel it. I can feel it when you guys are on and praying. That's why I know not always everybody answers or raises their hand, because I know they're interceding. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
You have a wonderful week.
God bless you.
And
you have a safe
enjoy your 4th of July.
Amen. Rest.
yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Love
All
you.
Right. My night.
Love you. Love you too. All right. All right. I'm going to play a song. And then with that, I'll finish the show. It's already finished, but I'll finish the show. Thank you, everybody, for coming and visiting on PGN. Let other people know, people that need to hear about Jesus and need to hear instructions too. And need to have a family too. I hope that you can hear this. And here we go. Let's see. Oh, it's not letting me play. Oh, wait. Oh, yes.
I believe in you, maker of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, designed by you.
Going through hell, I'll be alright. I'm standing on what you promised me. Yes, I believe it's true. That every time you see me through, I know I'm safe, you'll never